everyone. What's up?
Hey! We got it this time.
Sorry, we had some last-minute technical hiccups.
Yeah, stupid drop frames.
Where Chrome, one of the tabs, one of the stories that we had in Chrome, was downloading 10 megabits a second worth of data and crashing the stream. So that's fun. That's what was happening.
What are you doing with your life, Internet?
So it's fixed now, and because of that, I forgot to unmute.
Mr. Pie got on the system and
I didn't forget the entire show.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, so.
That's good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it would have been bad.
Yeah.
If you either muted the mic for the first 7 minutes or... Shut up! They can hear me! Don't correct my mic etiquette. It's where it needs to be. I'm going to yell at you. I knew I was about to yell in a second, so it needed to be far.
Like, here's my audio.
Oh, shut up.
There's yours?
No, it's not.
You can't just
you
say
put it
no.
through a level later. It equals everything out.
Not live!
So?
I mean, I do. I do put it through a level later.
Yeah! It's like, but, that's for the audio
but
people.
But this is what it hears. Like, this is it.
YouTube is live audio, isn't it, too?
What this readout right here is the exact same feed that's going into the PC.
And Twitch and YouTube that you put out because you don't,
yes.
you don't edit that.
I don't edit it at all. The MP3 is the only thing that gets post-processing, and honestly, I don't even need to do that anymore.
Right.
It's just part of my habit because I can. Because I have a box that I spent hundreds of dollars on that does it in real time.
Well, it didn't do it in real time for me.
Well, it does.
Not back here, though.
Technically...
It doesn't do it back here?
That's the difference between hardware and software... compression.
Oh, yeah?
Because the hardware compression goes, oh, he's off mic, so we're going to make it audible, but we're also going to make it quiet. Where the software compression would take that literal quiet part and make it the same audio. So the hardware version is more true to life, because now I can do... Yeah, like that, you think?
Oh, it stayed pretty constant, minus when you were in it, but... Yeah. Sure.
I'm going to delete you from the show.
I don't get your compression nonsense.
Just trust me, it sounds great.
I'm
hey, you know what I didn't
audio
do?
Audio master.
You know what I didn't do?
What did you not
I forgot
do?
About this.
Oh, you didn't.
I have to change this every time. This is a new step in my workflow that I did not consider.
That's funny.
It's not the 15th, though. It's the 14th. Okay?
That would be the date.
And then I have to change the shadow of it as well. It's the 45th.
You also need to make it bigger.
And then it's the 14th.
Because who's reading that? Not a damn soul.
Okay, so I made the vodcast title, vodcast, not live, period. Please don't chat, but please follow. And we got like 4 new follows and no chat. So
nice.
I think it worked.
Finally, people read the title. People
As
read
I see,
it.
They just yelled Star Wars in chat.
Don't
okay.
say a damn thing.
I know the entire plot.
I'm stabbing you.
I literally found a script.
I'm stabbing you.
That someone, like, you know they have closed captioned movies?
Uh-huh.
Someone just has the closed captions and put it on the internet.
I'm stabbing you.
I'm not going to tell you any of it, okay? I will tell you this.
No!
I'm going to tell you one
Nothing!
Thing. I'm not going to tell you. It's
Nothing!
Not a plot spoiler, all right?
I don't give a shit! I can't hear anything.
I want to tell you, though.
What?
I don't know if I want to ruin it now.
I don't
I feel
want
like,
any,
you
anything to do at all.
I'm going
to
be...
What does Yoda say? Exile. I've been in exile from the internet. Anything with the word Star Wars
That's
in it...
smart.
I don't click.
Doing a show, though, live on the internet...
I know, with chatters, this is scary.
Yeah, they might.
And it looks right at me. Don't do anything.
Luckily, none
don't
of the,
tell
I don't
me
think
anything.
Any of these people care
I'm
enough to spoil it.
I'm always looking over here. I'm not looking at you this entire
but,
episode.
But, like, we could get a troll that, you know, just stops by and
don't
drops
care.
A Han Solo
let's
is dead
stop.
Type of
let's
spoiler.
Not, let's not talk about it. Let's not. I'm not even looking now. Not going to look this entire show. This door is getting really boring.
Jar Jar dies finally. That's what chat says.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
About time. They bring him back.
Have He's you read old. Any of the reviews or anything?
No.
Okay.
I mean, other than that it's funny and that it's good.
It's well, it's like 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Shit.
I'm not going to like it.
No?
No.
Why not?
And I have a theory. You're not going to like it either.
Uh-oh. Why not? Wait.
I can't tell you, because then I'd have to give away plot.
Fuck you.
I think there's parts of the plot.
I hate you.
How do I say this?
Shut up.
Why? You can look at me.
No. You will mouth it, and I can read lips.
There's a surprising amount of nudity.
Oh, perfect.
Chewie flies the Millennium Falcon into Kylo Ren to avenge Han's death, dragged directly into it.
Dude, if Chewie ever sees Kylo,
dude,
it's going down for real.
Dude. That was a joke no one's going to get.
Oh, God.
But yeah, okay, I guess I won't spoil it for you, but something happens to a character that made me angry.
Shut up!
That's all I'm saying.
Shut up.
You're not going to know. You don't know.
Shut it. I don't care. That's enough. Stop.
That's where I stopped.
Stop. It's only a day and a half away.
Yeah, it is.
Just leave it alone.
It is less than 48 hours. We'll be done with Star Wars. We'll be done. How hyped are you, man?
I'm so hyped. Like, literally, that's all I thought about today. Was like, God, tomorrow needs to hurry up so it can be Saturday so I can see it and finally get these theories and questions, everything just out of my head.
Can you tell me some of the, can you tell me some of your expectations? I will not emote one way or the
I'm
other.
I'm not even going to look at you.
I'm just curious as to what you want to happen.
I don't even give a shit. Just show me good Star Wars stuff.
Like,
make me not hate the movie.
This is our pre-Star
Wars
episode.
That's all I want.
Like, our Sunday episode will be all about the Star Wars movie, I'm sure. We're going to talk a ton about it.
Yep.
Spoiler laden. So if you care at all about Star Wars, you better go see it. If you care about Star Wars but not to pay money for it, well, we're going to act it out for you on Sunday.
So
what are your expectations? What do you expect? So Sunday, the listeners can come back and be like, all right, did it live up to Colby's expectations? What do you
want? It better be the best Star Wars movie I've ever seen in my life.
That's your expectations?
Yep.
The best movie in Star Wars ever?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Don't think it's going to be the best Star Wars
Shut up,
ever,
man. I don't know yet. I haven't seen it.
Like, just based off nostalgia alone, I don't feel like it can be.
Even that.
Okay.
Scruffy nerf herding, stupid water collecting Luke Skywalker. You could beat that.
Bacta? Are you talking about the Bacta tank?
No.
Water collecting?
He was a water farmer on Tatooine, bitch.
What's the nerf herder have to
that
do with
that? That is Han Solo. According
Solo.
To Princess Leia.
Not in the movie. Turns out he's dead.
Oh, wow. Who would have guessed?
That's amazing, right?
They didn't go back and get his body from that blown up fucking star planet.
Can we read the opening crawl?
He was incinerated.
Because I'm mad about the opening crawl.
I'm stabbing you.
Look at his face, Chad.
I'm stabbing you.
This is literally Colby torture right now.
It really, really is. This is not what I expected.
The best part is that he knows I'm not going to spoil it.
You're just going to get really close.
I get right to the edge, and it makes him rage-filled. Like, I know how to get right up to the edge, make him think I'm going to spoil that things happen.
I hate you.
My gripe is that Kylo makes it off the planet, but you don't see it. How does The Force Awakens end?
That's how it ends.
He just flies away, or?
Rey gets on the ship with Finn and Chewie, and they fly away.
The Millennium Falcon, right?
Yes.
And they go to Luke's island.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, first they go back to the Rebel base, and then she hugs Leia for no fucking reason.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And then
Even though they never met.
Figure the map out, and then, or no, R2-D2 comes
right.
on out
Who
of
cares?
Nowhere.
Who cares, R2-D2?
But yeah, General Hux went, or was told by Snoke to go get Kylo. How he knew
oh,
where
that's
he
right.
Was
and he went and like picked him up off
know,
the surface of the exploding planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally, with seconds to spare.
You don't see Kylo escape just rebel ships. Well, he's, spoiler alert, he's alive in the next movie.
He went behind the planet.
Yeah.
He went the other way.
That planet blew up, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to bring my notebook on Saturday and take notes.
Oh,
my. I'm going to pick it apart.
Dude, you are going to forget like 5 minutes into it. You're going to be like,
no, dude, I read the entire plot. The script.
Well, then why do you need notes? You have the notes of the entire movie.
I mean, I could have literally wrote the notes while Well, I only have plot highlights. I feel... Okay, here's the thing. People on the internet... I'm going to say this without spoiling, so don't worry, okay? There's a lot of people on the internet who have the exact same expectations as you,
uh-huh.
who read the spoilers and hate the movie. Then they went and saw the movie, and they loved it.
Okay.
Because everything they hated about the spoilers was done great in the movie, so they didn't care anymore. So that's why I'm going to wait to watch the movie, because a lot of the things that I feel that I'm going to be like, what about this? Like, aren't really going to matter once I actually see them on the screen.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Best Star Wars film ever.
She hands him her lightsaber, and he stares at her creepily, because he hasn't seen another human in like 10 years. You guys want to see my Luke Skywalker impression? Watch this.
Doing this great so far. It's pretty accurate. I don't think he's sitting in a spinning chair though, so I don't think his mouth's open either. And you just look. It's more like I'm mad. Look, what are you doing here?
No, his mouth's definitely open.
It's not
gaping.
It's not.
It is huge.
It's definitely not.
Huge open mouth.
I think you remember open mouth, but really it's just beard.
Chat will confirm that impression was spot on.
That was terrible, actually.
The mouth is the most accurate part of the impression, to be totally honest.
One, his mouth is closed, and two, yours was wide the fuck open.
Yeah, that's how his mouth is.
It's not.
You can fit a whole German sausage in that mouth.
It is so close.
How much you want to bet, man?
It's not even funny.
How about if I'm right, I give one spoiler?
No. No.
Well, you're confident though, man.
Then give me that.
I thought you were confident.
I will rather give you $50.
Okay, I'll take that. That's better.
$25. In a gift card.
You know what, where's the gift card to?
Old Chicago.
I'm down. All right, let's Google it. $25 Old Chicago gift card. Wait, this may just be a photo that chat
put in here. Are we talking about that? His mouth is open the entire time.
No, just when that pan to him, when he turns around slowly, his mouth's open.
Well, then it cuts to Ray, and then it cuts back to him, and then his mouth is not open.
Sorry, wrong button. I was so happy when you showed up here because you were lonely, because you brought toilet paper.
You could just use Porgs.
Don't use Chulia's toilet paper. That wasn't toilet paper. That was my birth certificate, and it says baby girl, Ray Calrissian. Dude, the internet... How do we watch the ending scene?
Calrissian? Really?
Ray meets
really
Luke. Look, his mouth's open right there in the thumbnail.
God damn it.
Look at that. It's right, it's in the thumbnail, man. I needed to click play. By the way,
we didn't shake on it.
That last video, or our last episode, we had 8 copyright violations on that last video.
Wow.
And I think it's blocked in all countries.
What did we do last video?
It was because of that montage of the best movies. All of the songs in there, every one of them got flagged, and one of them would block the entire video from being shown.
Of course.
Yep.
Yet it's on Vimeo.
Yeah, because Vimeo don't care. Should we move our show to Vimeo?
Yeah.
There's no one-click export. Can't do it.
Nope.
Too much work.
Too much work.
Too much work. Should we, you know, the top story of the day is net neutrality.
Yeah.
And I have a huge article on here about net neutrality and what it means and what's the next steps. But to be totally honest, I feel like we should just cover at the start by saying we all knew this was going to happen.
Yep.
Nothing's really happened yet.
Nope.
If we're boned, there's nothing that's going to happen that's going to stop us from being boned.
Yep.
Because these people will do whatever they want to bone us, regardless of the legalities or what we say. And I think that's really what our discussion would be about, but like 45 minutes longer. Like, do you think that sums it up pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, the Senate or Congress can pass a bill or
right.
something that goes against federal departments mm-hmm. if they find it to be wrong.
Right, well, and like 15 states are already suing the FCC.
That too.
Over a dozen private organizations are
also,
suing
I've
the FCC.
State governments are trying to put in their own net uh-huh. neutrality, like they're supporting it.
Right.
But really, the FCC can overrule that.
Right.
But
well,
then again,
and
if Congress...
Keep in mind that over a million save net neutrality comments were given to the FCC, and that didn't matter at all.
Yeah, that plus 2 million comments from Russian trolls.
Yes.
And then...
But that was in favor of repealing.
Another 2 million that just weren't filed.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and they were reading the emails before the conference and laughing about them, so like
dude, he just looked like the smuggest piece of human
shit. Because it didn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
No.
And I think that would be our whole conversation. So if we have time to fill at the end of the show, which I don't think we will because we're already 17 minutes into this episode and we haven't even started it.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling like, I mean, we have the article, but I feel like it is the top story. It affects this show and my business in particular more than probably most people out there. And I'm just... What am I gonna do? I'm gonna be here tomorrow. I'm gonna work.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I hope that they don't raise the bills so you guys can still watch me.
Right.
Yeah. That's. I mean, what else can I do?
I don't know. Anything that person would push as, even if it was like save the puppies or something like that, I'd be like, you really saving the puppies?
He's not saving the puppies.
No, you ain't. You lying piece of trash.
I mean, we had the senator in Alabama thing.
Garbage
that
man.
That went well.
Hope. And
yeah.
Then,
yeah. So, I mean, I guess miracles are possible. Maybe that's what I should be saying.
Yeah.
But I think it's out of our control. No. Like, we did everything we could as a collective humanity to stop the FCC from repealing this, and three a-holes just said, nah, we're going to do it anyway.
Well, yeah, when your board's made up of three Republicans and two Democrats.
Yeah.
Two of them just vote
on the party line, and one of them is literally being paid to vote one way.
Yeah.
There's just nothing you can do.
Yeah.
So, America...
We're great.
Yep.
So, two-party system. That's
I feel
totally
like we just had to talk about it because it's really big news.
It's a big thing.
I think anyone who's ever watched part of the show will know that we're obviously for net neutrality. Like, duh. I feel like if you aren't for net neutrality, you're a legitimate idiot, and I feel sorry for you. And people who know me know I just don't throw that around very often.
Yeah.
I don't just, like, generalize idiots. Like, even flat earthers, I feel, are smarter than people who think net neutrality is a bad thing.
I don't know.
That
might be pushing it.
Alex Jones' gay frog thing is less stupid than people who don't agree with net neutrality.
Dude, those gay frogs are real.
Well, that's why.
So that makes sense.
All right, well, let's play their intro.
Finally.
All right, we're going to change the mood, and then we're going to talk about movies and Disney for the next 3 hours. All right, here we go.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
Oh, I could stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. We are a podcast done live on Twitch, so not really a podcast, but regardless, we are a live show, and we're live twice a week, once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, the one you are watching right now, and once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, the one you will be watching if you're watching at 2 p.m. Central Time on Sunday.
Yeah.
Or possibly 3 p.m. Central Time on Sunday, because the show, you'll be halfway done, though. But we do it twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you don't watch the show live, that's all right. We forgive you. All right. Everyone makes mistakes. Just don't let it happen again. You can get the video on demand at youtube.com/Seth and Colby. And you can get the audio version without our faces on it, just the ear portion at iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and a Plain Jane RSS feed at SethandColby.com. Also, stay tuned for Colby's hilarious memes throughout the week at twitter.com/Seth and Colby. Follow us there. If you want to support the show, we would appreciate it greatly. The number one free thing you can do is go to twitch.tv/SethandColby and hit the big purple follow button. It makes the show look better. We have over 80 followers now, which is just insane. That blows my mind. All right? And so that's crazy to me. And if you want to support us monetarily, there are two ways. One is a monthly $4.99 subscription to the channel, which you get at twitch.tv/TheColby. And the other is by donating to the show. Type !Foghorn into the chat box. Give us some dollars. A giant foghorn will go off in the middle of the episode. It'll sound louder than that. It'll scare me. I'll poop my pants and die, and then we'll stop whatever we're doing, interrupt whatever we're talking about. All right, no matter how important it is, read your message and your name, and the foghorn will alert us to your presence. And thank you, Basement Brian, for your follow during the introduction.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And now we'll fade out.
Oh, yeah. That was the best fade out.
You like that, huh? I was looking for talk shows on fade Twitch. Out. Amazingly, you guys were the exact type of thing I was looking for. Well, dude, if you want handsome men talking about things, we're the show for you.
And intro again. Yeah, the intro.
How did this happen?
I don't know. You pressed a button and now it's the intro.
How did this happen? It's never happened before.
Hey, look at that beautiful intro. Oh, now we're back.
That was weird.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Good engineering over there, man. Real good.
How do I replicate that? Okay, we did this. Oh, wait, we did this?
Yep.
Then we did this. Then I hit the cam. It's weird.
Great question.
It's weird, man.
Great question.
It's weird. Basement Brain. Did I have been saying Brian this whole time?
I think you did.
It's Brain.
I think you might have.
Look at this face. Idiot.
Idiot. And he doesn't throw that out there lightly.
No, I don't, actually. Especially for me. Guys, Colby made it 1 week without drinking. As most of you historians know, Thursday is our drinking episode.
Yeah.
I have a dainty cup. Filled with Fireball.
Yeah. Yeah, you look real manly with that, man.
Dude, I don't care.
You got that gentleman.
About how manly I am.
Swag to you.
All right, dude. Biggest story of the week besides the government gutting the internet.
Biggest the one. The
right
biggest.
Here.
Boom!
Mm-hmm. Disney boss's biggest acquisition. $400 billion. Create global content powerhouse. Move the arm with every syllable means you mean business. The worst trade deal in the history of trade deals, but actually the opposite in this case. Because
NAFTA.
Thanks for that shoo-in, man. So Disney bought Fox. Which means Disney owns the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Disney owns Deadpool. Yep. And X-Men, for the record. Disney owns Fantastic Four.
Yep.
Disney owns The Simpsons. Disney owns the distribution rights to Star Wars, which is apparently something they didn't own before because 20th Century Fox owned it, which is weird.
Interesting.
But they bought it for $52.4 billion cash in stock, and now they own it, and I am... Dude, I'm not going to lie to you, all right? When Hugh Jackman comes out at the ends of Avengers 4 as Wolverine. That's gonna be better than the birth of my son.
No way.
It's gonna happen, and it's gonna be the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life.
It's gonna take a year for him to actually go through with the purchase, but like,
no.
Do you think that they'll just start anyway? So like, we got.
Remember when they bought Spider-Man? I mean, like a week before Civil War opened, and then he's just in the movie.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, it wasn't a week, but it was fast.
Huh?
And he's like integral to that story.
That would be ridiculous.
It's gonna happen. Also, this totally firms up the next chapter. Like, whatever Kevin Feige mm-hmm. had planned, he can just now do X-Men.
Yeah.
That's all he would have to do. Like, he could have done this whole, like, the rumors were because of Captain Marvel, and, like, the bosses were these hidden people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bosses. I play too many video games. The bad guys in the movie were going to be...
Villains. There you go.
It's a good word, friend. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm glad you're here.
No
NAFTA.
NAFTA!
That there was the hidden people.
NAFTA.
So, like, at the end of Avengers 4, like, Black Widow's going to take off her mask, and she's going to be some bad guy who kills everybody or whatever,
right.
You know. That was the idea, the hidden war.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be the second phase. That could just be X-Men. That's all it'd have to be, dude.
Yep, they get basically, I think, everything that 20th Century Fox owns, minus Fox News.
Well, I don't think that's Fox 20th Century Fox, though, is it?
No, it's in the realm of Fox, but it's its own separate division, which now it's going into its own ownership.
They also extended Bob Iger's contract to 2021, which, why wouldn't they? The man got Star Wars, Marvel, and now he bought Fox. He got Spider-Man back. The dude's a god.
That is crazy.
Okay. The acquisition is expected to yield at least $2 billion in cost savings from efficiencies realized through the combination of businesses. I don't know what that means. Basically, it means they're going to fire people. Let's see. Does this article talk at all about what they're going to get? The deal, which has been in the works for weeks, was confirmed early Thursday. See Disney buying Fox Film and TV Studio, National Geographic, FX Cable Channels Business, regional sports networks, international networks, including Star India, Fox's 30% stake in Hulu, and its 39% stake in European pay TV giant Sky. So they're going to own, I think now they're going to own 80% of Hulu.
Yeah, they have the, or the majority in it.
Yeah, they own the majority part of Hulu. They own It's Always Sunny. They own Atlanta. They own all those shows that are like highly regarded on FX. They also own Fox Sports. So now they own ESPN and Fox Sports.
That's ridiculous.
And they own all those contracts associated with it. I mean, they own everything, bro.
Dude, they are going to be the evil corporation in sci-fi movies that we're going to see. It's Disney.
Okay, maybe not. Fox News, Fox Business, FS1, FS2, and Big Ten Network into a newly listed company that will be spun off to its shareholders.
Right.
So Fox Sports, Fox News, and Fox Business are going to do something else. Okay.
Regional sports networks, though.
Okay. That's insane. So does Sony not have Spider-Man now? Well, technically they still own it, but Marvel like licensed it is like the simplest way to put it.
Right.
Yeah. Robert Iger set his post in 2019, but amid the deals agreed to extend his contract through 2021. The deal will make Rupert Murdoch executive co-chairman of Fox and his son James and Lachlan key shareholders of Disney. Fox shareholders are expected to end up with about a 25% stake in Disney, with the Murdoch family trust only about 5%, according to Bloomberg estimate. Right. Sony never owned it. Like, they bought the rights to use Spider-Man as long as they use him. And then, or they reverted back to Marvel. But they keep making Spider-Man movies, so they own him. But now Marvel like worked out some type of deal where Sony still gets the money from the movies, but Spider-Man, like the creative use of Spider-Man, is back in Marvel's hands. It's a whole thing. We basically, Sony licensed it from Marvel, and then Marvel licensed it back.
So that means Sony's going to get a partial amount from Avengers then, right?
Yes. Yes. And they also got most of the money from Homecoming.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Like, it was basically a deal for Sony.
Yeah.
But the idea for Marvel is, like, we get Spider-Man, it's going to pay for itself. So, yeah. And it would.
It did.
Yeah.
And will.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Murdochs will be in control of what's left of Fox. James Murdoch could offer a senior Disney executive role that he would take on. Transaction closes. Companies did immediately announce his future on Thursday. Beyond Iger saying he and I will continue to discuss whether there's a role for him here or not. There isn't, I bet. I bet they shut the Murdochs out, right? I mean, they would have to. Like,
of anything that's not their new, yeah, their
right.
new owned kind of thing, I'm sure.
Right. Like, none of the Murdochs are going to have a say in Disney television at all, I would imagine.
I
couldn't imagine it. So, dude, but this is
crazy.
Insane. Like, just the X-Men alone is nuts. But then to think they also own all of the television rights to everything, and I mean, they own Family Guy.
And like
now.
Three they big own films coming out, the Water one, the
right,
yeah, that's coming out, and they got.
Well, and Fox isn't like Sony. Like, they actually made movies people like to watch.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So it's literally, and this is like one of the big fall of, I don't know, the five or the six huge major studios in Hollywood.
Right.
Because now you got Warner Brothers, Sony, Disney.
Yeah. But I get Paramount.
Yeah, that's right. Universal.
Universal. Yeah, that's it. But Universal's NBC.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that one's another conglomerate. So it's really just like Sony, Disney, Comcast are like really the only players in town right now.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Monopolies, man.
Nuts, dude.
Monopolies.
Yeah, but you know, imagine
okay
Fantastic
with
Four,
it?
Dude.
With just because you get Fantastic Four and X-Men and the Avengers now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're okay with that?
Yeah, they could be killing puppies out back, and if Logan walks in, dude, I don't care. All right, he could literally
you're
walk
good.
In with puppies
I'm
on his
good.
Claw, and if he rips his shirt off and you see that shredded bod, dude.
That'll get you.
That'll get me.
See, you go for that, and that will get you, but Star Wars, no. That's
there's no it. Shredded bods in Star Wars,
you
all right?
You don't know that?
I do.
You don't know that?
I do. They have eight movies
John
or something.
John Boyega could be in there shirtless, man.
That would
you
be great.
Know.
He's not, though. But
you,
that would be
you
great.
You would know.
Well, I mean, I don't think it says remove shirt in the
you
subtitles.
You would know.
I don't think he is.
They probably would.
Wouldn't that be great?
They probably would.
He's just like he's with Rey and he just takes off his clothes. He's like, wait, this isn't the appropriate time, is it? I'm like, no, we're saving the world. That's my English accent, Morris Rey at 10 out of 10.
That was so great.
I know, right?
That was saving the world. Imagine Chewie's abs.
Yeah, dude, shave him right up the middle.
Oh, God, I would not want to see a bald Chewie.
That would be weird, dude.
That would be.
I bet he's shredded. Oh, you know he is, dude. He walks around with that metal thing on his, just for fun.
Metal thing.
What do you call it, man? A bandolier? It's a
crossbow.
No, he's got the bandolier, which holds his crossbow
actually,
ammo.
That would be the word for it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I thought you were the Star Wars nerd.
I believe he also carries the fucking crossbow,
well, he does,
too.
But not across his chest at all
times. You don't know he could have a shoulder strap?
I do know. I see him in movies.
He's got to throw it on his back sometime when he's like carrying Princess Leia and shit.
I'm telling you, he like pulls his pants. He's just like,
when he throws C-3PO over the back of his shoulder in a big old bag.
Are you tired of C-3PO, by the way?
God, yes.
He's in this next movie. Like, I mean, I don't know how big of a part he has in it, but he's in it. And that makes me enraged, because, like, who cares about C-3? Like,
no one.
He's been alive for, what, 70 years now?
Yeah, too long.
It's too long for a droid to be alive. Like, you can't kill Han Solo and have C-3PO live. That's just not a world we want to be in.
I don't get it.
We're back to Star Wars again. I'm going to move off because I don't want to spoil it.
Well, you can't do it that without talking Disney. You can't talk Disney without Star Wars.
I mean, now you can't.
And Marvel.
Yeah, because now they own, like, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts,
this
dude.
This is going to be bad, I feel like.
Why was he in Rogue One? Yeah, dude. It's dumb. He doesn't have any. He doesn't belong in Star Wars at all anymore. He's just a golden idiot, and he's just in there. Throw that word around again.
Shoehorned him in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was in the very beginning of The New Hope. Without them, they wouldn't have got the Death Star plan. So
that should have been how it was. He should have died in the Sandcrawler.
He couldn't. They can't do that.
Here's my impression of C-3PO like, through how many movies has been in? Seven? Eight, counting Rogue One?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my impression of C-3PO in 99% of those eight movies. Oh, no, don't do that! There, end. End of impression.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I think the worst was episode two. When he's, like, getting his head dragged around in the pit.
Oh, this is such a drag!
Uh-huh, yeah. He was a resort.
I'm quite beside
again,
myself.
I mean, everybody bitched about Vader's pun in Rogue One. Don't choke on your aspirations while he's choking Krennic.
I never even caught that. Yeah. That's a good pun, dude.
How did you not catch that? All know, over the internet.
Because when I'm like, not like you and my pants don't magically unzip when Vader shows up on the screen,
dude.
When
he's fucking killing rebels left and fucking
Vader
right.
is your Logan.
That's
what it is, dude.
I don't need him shirtless, though. I'm good with him. It just adds
It adds to his mystique. Mm-hmm. Like, when you imagine Wolverine, what do you imagine? Shirtless Wolverine, right?
No,
First thing?
Yellow and blue suit with huge spikes on his
then
ears.
We're no longer friends, because that's not...
Classic,
hashtag not my Wolverine.
Classic Wolverine, man.
Dude, he's gonna show up at the end of the Avengers, and it's gonna be nuts. You know they're gonna put him in there.
Dumb.
The Fantastic Four, like, think Doctor Doom could now show up in the Avengers 4.
That's not gonna
Why not?
Well, because it's, what, 2 years away from releasing?
They shot this entire movie piecemeal because they couldn't get the schedules right.
Uh-huh.
There's no reason... Like, it's not like they had this 60-person cast show up at one time to shoot. So, like, if they need to shoot a scene with Doctor Doom and Doctor Strange, they could just call Benedict, CGI the rest of the thing, and put him in the movie. It'd be so easy.
There's no way that's happening.
It's gotta happen! There's no way it's not!
No
you mark my words. As soon as this deal goes through officially, we're a month later at the most.
I
we're
doubt
already going to hear
in
rumors.
Infinity War 2.
You might be in Infinity War. You're right.
No,
it's still 6 months away, man.
No,
think about this. We haven't
won't even have the rights by then.
They will so.
They will not.
As soon as that big old check. Passes hands,
nah,
they got
won't
it.
Won't happen.
It's gonna happen.
Got to get approved by the FTC or FCC. FT.
Yeah, they're notorious
something.
About being standing against corruption and monopolies.
Congress.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you seen Anakin shirtless in Episode 3? He's shredded. When is he shirtless in Episode 3?
He has like a bad dream and then wakes up and he's like,
"Oh, you're
oh,
right."
God.
That's when he's like dreaming about his mom dying or whatever. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. That would be Episode 2.
Oh,
bitch.
Sorry, sir. Forgive
the dream
me.
About Padme dying in Episode 3, homie.
Well, you know what? They all died.
Homeboy.
Everyone died, so.
Everybody did die.
Everyone died. And everyone dies in the next movie. Mostly. Spoiler alert, they're all dead. All right.
There's a petition for Disney to put Obi-Wan as Obi-Wan.
That why?
Obi-Wan
I saw
is
that
Obi-Wan?
On Reddit. I saw
Ewan
that on
McGregor
Reddit.
Is Obi-Wan.
Where they're like, Ewan McGregor is Obi-Wan. Sign now to tell Disney. And I'm like, this is the most useless petition of all time.
Useless? Even the kids die.
It's true. They do, especially
murders
young
children.
Ones.
The younglings.
The younglings. He murdered younglings.
Who does
apparently.
That?
Were they annoying?
They ask ridiculous questions like, what are we going to do?
So speaking of Star Wars and Disney, all right, Disney Parks, they started working on additions to Hollywood Studios for Star Wars Land. Disney on Twitter posted the first photo of their Millennium Falcon attraction at Star Wars Land and Disney World.
They just take the one they made for Force Awakens and put it in the Disney
lot? I mean, you know you want to walk through there.
I don't really. It would ruin the mystique.
The mystique?
The mystique.
Also an X-Men that Disney currently or Disney currently owns now.
What?
Mystique.
Oh, yeah.
They own her. Shapeshifts into dollar bills. Bob Iger.
I don't think that's how it works.
Dude, look at that, though.
I mean, if it was free, I'd definitely do it. But
well, I mean,
not,
it's free with admission to the parks.
I'm not paying to go there. No.
You're telling me that in 2 years, when we're millionaires on Twitch, we're not going to go to Disney World?
I mean, if we're millionaires, then yes, hell yeah. We're going to live there.
Look at these
in
people.
That Millennium Falcon.
We got at least 3 viewers, all right?
Perfect.
We're almost millionaires already.
So close.
Yeah. Millennium Falcon.
I was staring at the lottery today, and I was like, God damn it.
You're not going to win, dude.
No.
Because you know who plays the lottery? Matthew. And he's going to win before you because God hates you, and don't ever forget. Okay?
$203 million, though, man.
That's a lot of money.
Before taxes.
That's a lot of money. Hey, if you get that, can we split it?
Mm-mm.
Come on, man. What are you going to do with $200 million?
Invest it.
Hey, thanks, TC. I didn't get to finish reading that.
Way to go, man.
No, hey, man, you didn't even notice it.
You could replay it.
TC throws.
Throwers.
TC Throwers, biggest fan. What's the TC Throwers?
I don't know.
Kind of want to know that now. Is that like a sports team? I feel really, really lame that I don't know what that is. But anyway, all right, back to this discussion. So, Star Wars Land, man?
Yeah.
There's a better chance of you winning the lottery than getting rich on Twitch. I don't know about that. I mean, statistically, that's probably true.
Yeah.
But me specifically winning the lottery? No.
No.
There's a 0% chance of either, to be totally real.
Probably because you don't play.
That would help.
That would.
Did you know Matthew bought me a lottery ticket once as a thank you for driving him somewhere, and I lost it. And to this day, I'm like, that's the one that won.
That's the one that won. Yep.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Because it was like one of those $500 million jackpot things, and I just lost it. I don't know where it went.
That's not smart.
Well, look at me. All right.
What
do you want me to
idiot.
Do?
Idiot.
What do you want me to do? So we're petitioning you, audience, to get Colby and the Millennium Falcon. That's the new.
What?
That's our new campaign.
I want the Millennium Falcon.
I mean, if you had $230 million, you could probably buy a Millennium Falcon.
I would build my home to look like that. Absolutely.
But what about the Mystique?
Fuck it. I own the Mystique at that point in time.
Oh my God, dude.
That'll never happen.
No.
Never happen.
No, well, because you don't play.
That's
mm-hmm.
the reason.
Yep. Golden Globe nominations, dude. We'll cover this really quick because I know
who gives a rat's ass.
That's why we're going to cover it really fast. The Shape of the Water, which is that Guillermo del Toro movie.
Fuck the Oscars, man!
All right, I saw it. We saw that live, Oscars. Dude. That did you see that with me or was I there alone?
I was
for that?
Like right after I left, but
of course.
I tuned in after and I saw it.
Okay,
but it was pretty great.
Shape of the Water.
Uh huh.
The Guillermo del Toro
Disney
movie.
Owns that now. By
it's
the way.
It's the number one nominated movie this year.
So weird.
Isn't that weird? Like, I thought it was like Guillermo del Toro. Doesn't he make like weird quasi horror films?
Guillermo, he did like Pan's Labyrinth and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's
right?
say Labyrinth instead of Labyrinth.
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 Like Labyrinth.
Yeah, the labia.
The labia. It's
right
lost next to
down
the menorah.
The menorah. Happy Hanukkah.
It's
all
Happy
Jewish
Hanukkah,
viewers.
Everybody.
Right, day three. Okay. Shape of the Water leads with seven nominations, while The Post, which has 6, the only film to receive nominations. In 4 big categories, drama, director, actress, actor. 3 billboards over Ebbing and Anna also got 6 nominations, and All the Money in the World pulled down 3 despite the fact that Ridley Scott was still shooting replacement scenes with Christopher Plummer as recently as 3 weeks ago. TV categories saw Emmy winners Big Little Lies and The Handmaid's Tale recognized again as nod for Best Limited Series, Best Drama, along with multiple acting nominations. So here's the thing. All right, we covered, I feel, the Emmys on this show,
mm-hmm.
and it was like one of the very first episodes we did back in like April or May. Like it was really early, I feel like, right?
Yeah, huh.
How is Big Little Lies nominated again?
Same year, different cutoff times, man.
Oh. Shape of the Water has a pretty sweet interspecies love scene, though.
Well, yeah, you know what that? You know what the plot's about?
Yeah, it's about this seaman who lives in a tank and like the
and
maid
is in love with a human.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad saw the trailer for that, and he was like she's making love with the Loch Ness Monster or something like that. And they're like the thing from the Blue Lagoon or some shit.
Yeah, that's what it looks
like. Swamp Monster.
Yeah. Swamp Monster. I don't know, dude.
That was pretty accurate.
Well, the best motion picture nominees are Call Me By Your Name, Dunkirk, The Post, Shape of the Water, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, The Disaster Artist, Get Out, The Greatest Showman, I, Tonya, and Lady Bird.
Dude, you got way more to go.
Well, those are the comedies and dramas. The other ones are animated.
Okay.
I mean, animated. I've been Coco is going to win animated. All right, let's just be real. Huh?
Are those the only three? You're telling me that
yes,
no more?
Yes, for motion pictures, yeah. All of them, I mean, they're foreign language, I guess. Sorry.
Yeah.
Foreign language is also in there. But
yeah, okay.
Drama and comedy are, like, the ones we care about. And, like...
That's so weird that Get Out is in the comedy section.
Well, and, like... So is Lady Bird. Like, I thought that was a drama from everything we read about it on the show. Yeah. I thought that was a serious drama as well. The notable snubs are, like, The Big Sick got snubbed, I think. A lot of people were mad about that. Here's the thing, though. Like, the thing, like, The Shape of the Water getting nominated, okay? And keep in mind, we haven't seen hardly any of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
We know, I've heard of at least most of these, though. That's nice. But Call Me By Your Name, don't know what that is. I don't really know what Three Billboards is, besides the fact that it's supposed to be really good. The Greatest Showman hasn't come out. Shape of the Water hasn't come out. Post hasn't come out.
Mm-mm.
Like, there's a lot of movies up there that hasn't come out yet.
I don't even know what I, Tonya is. Either.
I don't know what I, Tonya is. But, like, to me, do you think that these were heavily skewed this year because they couldn't pick movies involving people who are in the sexual allegation scandals? Like, no Weinstein movies picked. Like, right? Like, right off the bat, they can't pick those movies.
Right.
Like, they're just out.
Well, the fuck the Weinstein Group produced this year?
Probably a ton of stuff.
Nah.
So I'll Google it. I'll Google it.
One, The Disaster Artist should win in that comedy section. I haven't even seen it. Don't need to see it. No, it's gonna be great.
Oh, no, Get Out, though, is pretty...
Nope. Shouldn't be in the comedy section.
Nope.
Shouldn't be in the comedy section.
Okay.
Still haven't seen that either.
Here's what was released.
So I'm judging.
Here's what was released in 2017.
Out of my ass. Straight out the ass.
Guardian Brothers, Tulip Fever, Leap, Nut Job, Wind River, Three Generations Gold, The Founder.
Wind River.
That's one.
We can't watch that anymore.
See, I feel like that one got snubbed. Don't you feel like that one got snubbed? Wind River?
No.
You don't think that deserves to be a best picture drama over like Dunkirk?
Over Dunkirk? Absolutely.
Okay, well, there you go.
I mean, everybody loves it except us. So.
What about the... I don't know. I just... Okay, let's move on past this. Wind River was amazing. I agree.
It was. And yeah, I think I've now... Then
I, Tonya's supposed to be Margot Robbie's.
Right.
That's right. That's that movie. Yep, yeah. You're right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture. Jessica Chastain from Molly's Game. Oh, thank you. Basement, you're our favorite person now. Molly's Game. Sally Hawkins for Shape of the Water. Frances McDormand for Three Billboards. Meryl Streep, The Post. Michelle Williams, All the Money in the World. Best performance by an actor. Timothée Clement. Chalamet. I just made up this last name before I read it. Call Me By Your Name. Daniel Day-Lewis, Phantom Thread. Like, I feel like he's Meryl Streep now. Like, he shouldn't be nominated anymore. Like, it's not fair, you know?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks in The Post, Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour, Denzel Washington, Roman J. Esquire, Israel
Those
Esquire.
Are, like, minus that Timothy...
Right, they're
Timothy
all the Chalamet. Same people.
They are. They have been
Maybe
winning
Gary
awards
Oldman.
For the last 50
I don't know how
years.
Many awards Gary Oldman's won.
Probably too many.
I feel like he's been nominated a lot, but not won. But Denzel has two. Tom Hanks has two. Daniel Day-Lewis, I think, at least has 750,000.
Yeah.
I think he gets three Oscars for every movie he's in just for each name and his name. Daniel Day and Lewis, one Oscar each. Like, I don't know who Timothée Chalamet is, but he has a great rap name. Actress
Chalamet.
In a musical. These are actor and actress in musicals. Judi Dench, Helen Mirren, Margot Robbie, Saoirse Ronan, Emma Stone.
How is musical or comedy in the same category?
This is how the Golden Globes work.
That's the dumbest thing.
I agree with you. It's like the Emmys would do TV and like, movies. I think the Golden Globes actually do movies too.
I'm in different moods when I want to watch a fucking musical.
Agreed.
Compared to when I want to watch a comedy.
Well, actor is Battle of the Sexes, which I feel is a drama more than a comedy. Right? Well, see, I think that's why the Oscars does it right. Because they do 10, and they're any genre. So you can have 6 comedies, 4 dramas, right. Or 6 dramas, 4 comedies, whatever you want to outlay them. Like, they have to pick 4 comedies. You know, like Baby Driver's in there. That's probably a musical. Disaster Artist comedy. Greatest Showman musical.
We saw Baby Driver last fucking week, man.
Yeah?
It's that goddamn driving movie. Heist movie.
Yeah.
And you said it's a musical?
I think it's a musical. Yeah, Baby Driver's a musical.
How does that make any sense?
They sing in it.
They don't sing in it.
I think they do. Why would it be a musical?
It's got
though?
A really good soundtrack, dude. But that's it.
IMDb.
I have watched Baby Driver 3 times. They do not sing in it.
Baby Driver. I'm going to say, hold on. I may be wrong. I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
It's about a bank heist movie.
Right here. Action, crime, musical. Right there.
That's the dumbest fucking shit.
That's what it says, man. See, Basement Brain says Baby Driver could be seen as a musical.
I mean, I get how the scenes and everything are scored
music
to
is
the
music. A huge driving force in it. I mean, I've heard everyone comment on it as a musical. That's how I knew it
as
a musical.
That makes no sense to me.
I'm uncomfortable with Get Out in the comedy section. I would agree. Everything I heard about that movie, like, it's written by Jordan Peele. So, comedy? Like, I feel like that's what the discussion was in the writer's room, right?
I don't know.
But, let's see, what else do we got here?
What's
Best
the
supporting?
Other category? Well, drama?
Right, it's drama and then musical or comedy.
It wouldn't have got nominated if it was put into drama.
Right.
Yeah. That's
well, which is what I mean. Like, if the categories are made up anyway, why not just say here's the 10 best?
I think I remember seeing him on Stephen Colbert and saying that he wanted it under documentary.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen. Have you seen that one?
I haven't. I should.
We should really watch it, but movies are hard to watch.
I don't like scary movies by myself, but it's not. I don't think it's really like scary to me.
Oh, it's supposed to be horror?
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was like you know how there's the stereotype of black men always get killed off
first
in horror movies?
I know it's like racially charged. Like
it's supposed to be the horror movie for black people. Is what
I
heard. Or what he said.
Okay. Interesting. It's not scary. I didn't think it was scary.
Yeah. All right. I'll watch it.
So we got for musical actress and actor, Steve Carell, James Franco, Hugh Jackman, Daniel Kaluuya, Ansel Elgort. Emma Stone, Cersei Ronan, whoever did those. Mary J. Blige, Hong Chow, Allison Janney, Laurie Metcalf, Octavia Spencer, William Dafoe, Armie Hammer, Richard Jenkins, Christopher Plummer, Sam Rockwell. Like, Christopher Plummer being nominated is huge, in my opinion, because he replaced Kevin Spacey in All the Money in the World, like, a month or two months before it released. Like, they reshot all of Kevin Spacey's scenes for that movie and replaced him with Christopher Plummer.
When?
After Kevin Spacey's thing came out, they started doing that.
That was in October.
Yeah. Yeah, they did it in like 2 months. They reshot all of his scenes and replaced it with Christopher Plummer, and now he's nominated. And he may be great, okay? But like,
that's ridiculous.
Does he get nominated because of how ridiculous
that
is?
Must be,
or
right? That's
does he actually deserve it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Is Detroit on there anywhere on there? Movie fantastic. Nope. Not on there. John Boyega not in sight. Nope. Sam Rockwell, I feel like, deserves this. I've heard he's amazing in that movie. I don't know what this movie is about, but like, out of all the buzz for all the movies, that one's the one I hear the most about. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
I've heard the name, and that's
I love Sam Rockwell, dude. I love him.
Yeah.
Best Director, Guillermo del Toro. Martin McDonagh for Three Billboards. Christopher Nolan, Dunkirk. Ugh. Ridley Scott, All the Money in the World. And Steven Spielberg, The Post. Best Screenplay, Shape of the Water, Lady Bird, The Post, Three Billboards, Molly's Game.
This is why I'm sick of award shows. It's like you pick 5 movies and then you give those 5 movies just alternating awards.
I agree with you. Like, I think, but I don't know, man.
The reason for the categories was to involve other films, I thought.
A lot of like magazines do this for like books, movies, music, video games, like when they do top 100 lists, you mm-hmm. know? Like I'll give you an example. Like, I think it was EGM. It's one of the video game magazines. Did like the best. They did their awards for the best games of the year, and like the game that won Game of the Year can't win in like best action adventure,
right?
Because it won Game of the Year. Obviously, it's going to be better than all the other categories. Mm-hmm. Like, it can win in music, you know, something that's completely different, or it can win, but it can't win like It can't win, like, if it's a racing game that wins Game of the Year, it can't win Best Racing Game either.
Or Best Screenplay, yeah.
Right, like, those are kind of...
That's
the reason it's
category,
good, right? Like,
right,
I mean,
exactly.
I don't know, that's a really, that's splitting hairs, though, because then does the director gets credit, shouldn't the writer?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It depends on
and how can a movie, how can a movie win Best Screenplay and not win Best Picture?
Because it's a matter of other things that go. You can have the best screenplay in the world and the shittiest special effects ever, and then it's not as good.
Okay, so then if you have the best movie in the world, but the song sucked, like, I mean, that's kind of the idea
then
behind...
Then you shouldn't be in the original
right.
score.
But you can't have that rule without the converse of everything in your movie is great, then you have to be nominated for all of the awards that your movie falls into.
No.
You can't have it both ways.
I only want it the way where if you win the best, you're best in every category, and we don't need to give you... five other awards to show you that yours was the best.
Well, here's the most ridiculous one of them all to me, okay? Best original score, Dunkirk.
It was literally Inception mixed with Interstellar.
You guys want to hear the Dunkirk score? You ready for some Oscar-winning performance? Here we go. I assume our award's in the mail.
Yeah.
We're Hans Zimmer.
We are.
That's literally the score to Dunkirk.
Mm, mm.
Okay? We love Dunkirk? Yes. It's our favorite movie.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Best original song, don't care. Okay, so TV. Here's what's weird to me about TV, all right? Best drama, Crown, Game of Thrones, Handmaid's Tale, Stranger Things, This Is Us.
Okay.
All right? I feel like, how is a show like The Crown... which literally had its second season 3 or 4 days ago come out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I love that show, by the way. All right, I love it. The Crown. Okay, it came season 2 came out on the 8th of December. This has got to be for the first season.
I would assume.
So is Stranger Things?
Well, it doesn't have to be. But, fucking The Post is nominated on here, and it's not out yet.
What about limited series? Like Big Little Lies is nominated all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Big Little Lies aired almost a year ago. I don't understand the range here.
Oh, the range is wherever.
Because Big Little Lies aired after Westworld. Westworld ended and then Big Little Lies started. And Westworld ended like October of last year.
Yeah. I don't get
it. I'm very confused with the timing.
I don't know.
I'm very confused with the timing. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like we already had awards for Big Little Lies. And like, speaking of which, where is Westworld? So it must be before the cutoff. I just don't understand.
You got me, man.
Where is Better Call Saul? It's not on. Oh, here's one. Best Performance by an Actor, Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul. I think that's the only nomination for Better Call Saul. I think that's the only one. Alison Brie got nominated for Glow. Okay. And I think Westworld was last year. That's why I don't think it's on here. I think it was on the 2017 Golden Globes.
Hmm.
Like, it must be November to November or something.
Yeah.
That's got to be its cutoff. It's got to be very weird.
I don't get it.
Like, I feel like if you're celebrating TV, it should be like June to June. Because then you get all of the fall and all the spring dramas and comedies. Because no one puts anything really good in the summer, right? Mm. Like, it's very rare. I mean,
TV-wise,
yeah.
No.
Right.
Mm-mm.
So, I don't know, dude.
Summer's for movies, man.
Right. Agreed.
Summer's for movies.
Agreed. But The Crown got a lot of nominations. Outlander got another nomination. Like, a lot of this stuff is weird. Like, The Young Pope. Like, you remember seeing ads for The Young Pope?
Like, 2 years ago?
Right! Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's Jude Law's nominated for Best Actor for Young Pope. And I feel like that aired in 1985.
Right.
It's just so weird to me.
All I saw was William H. Macy. For Shameless,
yeah. But, I mean, these are the highlights. I mean, and it's, like, Christian Slater for Mr. Robot is on here? I don't know, man. It's just very strange to me. Who got nominated and who didn't, and it makes me feel like I'm out of touch because so many of those things I don't watch.
Right.
Like, I think I watch more TV than I do movies because I've watched Fargo, Big Little Lies. I don't watch Mr. Robot because none of it's on streaming.
Yep.
USA's aren't on streaming. It's stupid.
They are dumb.
FX is the same way. Don't watch Feud because it's not on streaming. Watch Stranger Things. Watch Big Little Lies. Didn't watch Wizard of Lies. Don't watch This Is Us because I think that show blows. Okay? Handmaid's Tale, I didn't like that either. But I watched part of it. Shameless, I heard, is great. Will and Grace, don't know. I Love Dick, I watched part of. It was interesting. Master of None, I want to watch that, but I never did. Blackish on ABC.
Nah.
Never even heard of Smilf. Insecure, I think, was on HBO. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, no idea. Glow, I watched the whole thing. It was pretty good. I don't know if Alison Brie deserves a nomination and not Marlon. Who's the guy? Mark Maron. Not Mark Maron. Like, Mark Maron was the best part of that show, and no nomination for him. I don't understand that, dude. I don't know what Smilf is. I'm scared to Google it, get banned from Twitch, you know? I don't know, dude.
Jason Bateman?
Yeah, for Ozark.
Really?
Yeah. And that's what's weird. It's like, Ozark got nominated, came out 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Big Little Lies got nominated, came out, feels like a year ago.
Ozark was out, like, in the summer, I think.
Came out in June. Yeah.
2 months ago?
Whatever, dude.
It's fucking December, bro.
No, it ain't. Don't lie to me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know. Well, we're not talking about it. Colby doesn't care about the Golden Globes.
I really don't care about any award show.
All right. Mark Wahlberg.
Fuck the Oscars.
Mark Wahlberg is the most overpaid actor of 2017.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg's box office return, he made $4.40 for every $1.
Wow.
The highest, or the number five, was Brad Pitt. He made $11.50 for every dollar. Mark Wahlberg, Christian Bale, Channing Tatum, Denzel Washington, Brad Pitt. So
that's a shocking list. I mean, the Mark Wahlberg I completely understand, but
I don't. He was in Transformers. Like,
nobody
how
went
much
and
money
saw that.
Did Transformers make? Dude?
Nobody went and saw that.
I think it made $1 billion.
No way.
We're gonna look. You want me to look it up? We're gonna be disgusted.
Yeah, nah, I don't even want to know.
I'm gonna look it up now.
God damn it.
Transformers: The Last Night box office made $605 million.
That is so stupid.
Oh, God. That is
a ridiculous number.
It's a lot of money, dude. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money, dude. Yep.
Is it the most at all?
Worldwide, it made $605 million. No, no, no. Dark of the Moon made $1.1 billion. Age of Extinction made $1.1 billion. Transformers made... Virgin of the Fallen made $836 million. Transformers made $709 million. Last Night made $605 million.
What the hell is Transformers the movie?
I don't know, but it's a cartoon.
Oh, my God.
It made $5 million. Yeah, in America, The Last Night only made $130 million. So it made $500 million outside the U.S.
Wow.
It's a lot of money, dude. A lot of money. But yeah, Mark Wahlberg. Like, I think part of the problem with, like, Christian Bale, Channing Tatum, Denzel, Brad Pitt. Like, these people all make a lot of money. Like, Denzel's in that Roman J. Esquire. Like, yeah. No one saw that. It's like, that's essentially an indie movie.
Right.
You know? Like, but he still made Denzel money.
Christian Bale, what was he in this year?
You tell me, man. Dunkirk, probably. He probably played
Batman.
Harry Styles.
I'm Batman. Channing Tatum was in Kingsman 2.
I just searched Christmas instead of Christian.
Christmas Bale.
I'd get like a hay bale.
Joy to the Batman. The Batman has come.
Let's see. He was in The Promise. He wasn't in any movies this year. Hostiles is the only movies he's been in. But that's not even out. How's that count?
I don't know.
I don't know how that counts. Who else was on here? Channing Tatum.
Channing the big old Tatum.
Channing those Tatums. He was in Kingsman, Logan Lucky. Lego Batman. So he was in a few. Lego Batman, Logan Lucky, Kingsman. Like, those are all movies that, like, Logan Lucky, I feel underperformed compared to his salary. Lego Batman had to make a bunch of money, though, right? Kingsman had to make a... Well, I don't know. I feel like that also underperformed.
I thought it did well.
I thought it did okay.
Right.
Right?
I mean, the first one didn't do super hot either because it was a brand new name.
Right, but it's a cool movie, though.
The film, the cinematography in that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Those movies is...
Denzel. Denzel's the other one.
Heavily CGI'd, but very cool.
Denzel Washington. He was in Roman J. Esquire. That's it. So, yeah. And then, who was the other one? Brad Pitt?
Yep.
Now, this is the one I was interested about because the only movie I know he was in this year is that one on Netflix. War Machine. Yeah, War Machine's the only one. So I was wondering, like, how do they measure money made off that movie? Do they only count theatrical release? Because if they only count theatrical release, there's no way that number is as low as they think it is.
Right.
Because Netflix has a dollar figure that money made for them.
Mm-hmm. It blows my mind that he's in the Jim Jefferies show.
What's that?
You never seen Jim Jefferies? He's pretty
nope.
funny. He's an Australian comedian that's on.
He sounds familiar, but I don't think I've ever seen
him.
He plays the
own,
weatherman.
He's got his own like news. He like basically has the Colbert Report now on Comedy Central.
Okay.
Kind of.
Oh, so he's on version. American TV?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't watch TV anymore.
Jim Jefferies' show, I think, was on FX, I want to say.
Okay.
I watched the first season of it, I think, because it was on Netflix. It was pretty funny.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But, yeah, Mark Wahlberg, biggest loss leader. Apparently, in Darkest Hour, Gary Oldman, who played Winston Churchill, nominated for Golden Globes.
Yep.
He smoked $20,000 worth of cigars while filming it.
That's way too much.
Channeling the UK Prime Minister took multiple attempts along with 14 pounds of foam, silicone, and a team of Oscar-nominated filmmakers like Gary Oldman and Winston Churchill had a love child, Oldman remembers from early versions. He also, I think, got nicotine poisoning
yep.
from this as well. $20,000 worth of cigars and nicotine poison while he shot.
He does know that he's not supposed to inhale cigars, right?
Well, also, it's Hollywood, okay?
You wouldn't think they would have fake cigars?
Right.
Yeah, that really doesn't make any sense.
Like, did he have to smoke?
He's a method actor, man.
Or maybe he just really likes cigars.
Or maybe he's
like what if you,
I'm method rolling
like,
this
let's
one.
Let's say you got hired to play the guy who invented Miller Lite. How much Miller Lite would you want to drink while
I'd
you're shooting?
I'd be drunk on set all
yeah,
the
exactly.
time.
So, like, if he's a cigar aficionado,
mm-hmm.
I got to get into character as Winston Churchill, you know, 18 cigars. Like, I don't remember the guy from Interstellar who played Winston Churchill in that show I really love that I can't remember his name. He's also in Third Rock from the Sun.
What?
John Lithgow. He played Winston Churchill in The Crown. All right, I don't think he went through $20,000 worth of cigars,
probably not,
and he was in 9 episodes of that show.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
So, I don't know, man. It's very weird. A lot of cigars. $20,000. Spoiler alert, it was actually only one cigar. $20,000 cigar.
One of them.
One of them.
That's an expensive cigar.
Okay, do you want to talk about... I'm not giving you a choice. We're going to talk about this, all right? All you foreign listeners will care the most about this one, ranking America's top 10 chain restaurants. This is near and dear to me and Colby's heart because I am fat and Colby only eats at chain restaurants.
Yep.
So let's see if we agree with the Washington Post
snooty. I see
snooty.
Buffalo Wild Wings on there. Maybe IHOP.
I see IHOP.
Olive Garden.
Applebee's steak probably.
Maybe.
That looks like an Applebee's steak to me. I don't know what this is. There's pie. I don't know what pie is either, but we're gonna judge this because I feel like the Washington Post doesn't know what they're talking about when it comes to fast food
yeah,
chain.
Yeah, that's
like you need like the Kentucky Journal or something to do this one.
Whatever the hell is yeah,
you can't have the
Bezos.
Dude,
right, he doesn't know what he's talking.
A paper
about.
Who has a office in the West Wing should not write about fast food chains. That's all I'm saying. Like that, probably not the best. But we're gonna give it
slow
a shake.
Slow news, apparently. Slow news.
Okay, here we go. Tom Sistema ate 3 times at each of the top 10 full-service chains and tells you what's good and what's not. People like to pick on chain restaurants like used car salesmen, their easy targets, the uniformity and ubiquity of many corporate mass feeders seem to go against a culture increasingly bent on personal customization. Indeed, it's been a rough past few years for casual chains, whose customer base have been dropping, but some of their presumed negatives are also part of their appeal. The promises of speed and sameness can be downright welcome when you're hungry and near a highway exit, on a business trip at a strange place, or home for the holidays. Knowing that you can wake up to the same fluffy pancakes from Denny's whether you're in Miami or Minneapolis or sit down to an identical warm breadsticks at Olive Garden no matter if it's an 800-plus branches you find yourself in speaks to the chain's charm offensive no surprise comfort. But not all chains are created equal. That's why I spent the last several months grazing through the menus of the 10 casual full-service restaurant chains that have the highest sales, according to the nation's restaurant news, just as I would for a star-rated critique. I visited each chain multiple times. You ready for this, ma'am? Buffalo Wild Wings, number 10. He gave it an F. I'm ready to delete this paper.
Yeah.
All right. Is Trump against the Washington Post?
Yes.
All right, I'm for Trump now.
Yeah, he does not like the WP.
MAGA.
The WAPO. The WAPO.
F.
Saddest meals of my entire year.
Nothing could touch the lunch and dinner at the sports bar that can't even get its signature dish right. I'm not sure which is more of a travesty, the scrawny wings or the wooden carrot sticks that accompany them.
Traditional or boneless?
No, we need
to. Oh, come on. The boneless ones I get, they're not the greatest thing in the world. But the traditional wings are like... Traditional wings.
We gotta
want some fucking chicken wings. Go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Which really doesn't make any sense. Why is it a buffalo? Should be called chicken
because,
wild wings.
Because the wing was invented in Buffalo, New York. Buffalo sauce.
There you go.
That's okay. Where it came from. All right, let's listen to, how about this? We got to get some snooty music going on here. Perfect. The saddest meal of my entire year?
Question mark.
Nothing can touch the lunch and dinner at the sports ball that can't even get its signature dish right. I'm not sure which is more of a travesty. The scrawny wings... or the wooden carrot sticks that accompany them. Sauces vary from fair to grim, and I can't help but think of that, the mess. I can't even read.
You're doing great.
Drunk. Then again, the factory issue fried boneless wings could use a lift. As is, they taste like KFC sends every single one of those secret 11 herbs and spices. It's safe for salt. It gets worse. Street tacos, tasteless, soft flour tortillas encasing bland grilled erasers, chicken, per the menu. Splashed with ranch dressing, do a disservice to food trucks everywhere. There are a lot of bad black bean burgers out there, but this place takes the trophy for worst. For the crusty black puck that bends when you bite. The dozens of TVs turn to sports. Force you to look away. I'm going to try to not swallow for the rest of this paragraph.
Oh, God.
And let's see when it reeks peak douche, okay? Here we go. Dozens of TVs turn to sports. Force you to look away from the food. The good thing, given whatever glop, mostly beige, fried food, don't even think of ordering a salad, is on the table. The only moment that gave me any relief during the endurance contest is the time I walked past a guy wearing an all-too-familiar red cap whose message takes me aback. Make racists afraid again. Bottom line, better to miss a meal than to find yourself in this loud, garish, and thoroughly soulless restaurant in name only.
Same.
F.
We're in the likes of this guy. We're the cucks like this guy.
I don't want to be with this guy.
Anti-Trump.
I'm full Trump now.
Full Trump. MAGA.
That is the most...
Deplorables all the way, man.
This guy's a moron.
Yeah. United States of America.
Like, I know that Buffalo Wild Wings isn't the greatest chicken in the world, okay?
Dude, it's definitely... good.
It's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
It's a B.
Anything else, really,
at least.
Probably bad. Where are you?
There's not a chain you're going to go to that's going to have better wings.
Not, no. Pizza Hut's wings aren't
I mean,
bad.
Do you think this
but
guy...
But they're smaller.
Here, okay, let's
what
compare...
What about Wingstop?
Let's compare
I've never been there.
It's expensive.
Okay.
Let's compare it to this, okay? Us. Two normal American men.
Yep.
Okay? White and Asian. Here's the thing. We look at Dunkirk, and we go, are we wrong? Every time we make fun of it.
Uh-huh.
Because everyone else loves it.
Right.
This guy goes, oh, top 10 sales in the country. It's trash garbage.
It's F.
It's obviously awful. How does it make money? He doesn't think some people think it's good? Let's move on.
Like, that doesn't affect his judgment at all. Is like
KFC Hot Wings number one.
Why it's on the list.
Morris, I'm fairly certain... KFC doesn't sell hot wings in the U.S.
They might.
They might have a spicy wing, but it's not like buffalo wings.
Oh, yeah. You're not... Yeah, right. It's not like a... It's not like
it doesn't compete with Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's not a wild wing.
Right.
If anything, I'm going with Popeyes on that. Can't beat Popeyes.
He may not have Popeyes. Louisiana Kitchen? He lives in England, man.
Popeyes is... So
all they got over there is tea, crumpets, and sadness, for what I've seen on
fish
BBC.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips? Oh, wait. A hatred for haggis,
give
I believe.
Give me the fish and chips.
I think that's what I think. At least what you know.
Yeah.
What I've seen on the tube. I've seen
the tube.
The tube is the name of their Subway. Telly.
Jolly good.
All right, let's move on to number 9. Okay. IHOP.
Oh.
IHOP. Here we go.
Is it just going to go FDCBA?
Don't know. We're going to find out, dude. Did my music turn off because I hit next song?
Apparently.
I'll turn back on. Probably the best that can be said about the food in one of the most generic backdrops around is that the pancakes are fluffy, if a dash salty. The vegetable omelet is as green with fresh spinach as it is yellow from eggs, and marbled rye bread can turn even an unfortunate beef patty and barely melted cheese into a fair enough sandwich. And ultimately, the service leaves a bitter taste in my mouth, even though I once have to go outside to find my server to pay my check. She was on a smoke break. The whore! I salute the honesty as the night I ask about the day's soup, and am told it is potato. But we are at the end of it, and I wouldn't do that to you. And I admire a server who can read a table in a hurry as the morning one pours some nice hot coffee for you, gentlemen. You look like you need to get back to the office. Two of us order enough for four, cross-section off the plastic menu. If you eat all that food, the server cracks, I'm going to give you a hug. 10 minutes later, a companion and I are biting into a dry cheeseburger, served in a cottony bun, hoisting a leathery soft tortilla crammed with fish that appeared to be fried in a straight jacket, and trying to decide which was more of a salt bomb, the thin batter-fried steak or the cream gravy covering it are turning Scottish. Our table and other lads are turning to demand for
it. It had some corn in it. Ooh, I think I sharted.
Is that the baby?
Did you see the GIF? God damn it. It makes me dyslexic.
Yeah, GIF, yeah.
My go-to is GIF.
Yeah, it's not GIF,
it's
GIF. I
have to stop myself and say GIF. Okay. And then I'm like, which one's right? The GIF of Trump's face, like, plastered on a fat bastard?
No.
It's pretty great.
Sounds like something I need to look up, though.
It's pretty great. There's tits in it, so don't show it on here.
Okay, good to know. All right, Outback Steakhouse. This is actually surprising me that it's number 8.
They're everywhere.
That surprises me. Yeah, but it's not that good, right? Did that guy seriously get fish at the International House of Pancakes? Yes, he did. Have you not heard the music? Let me just get it out of the way. The piece de resistance here is one of the most vulgar creations any chain has ever whipped up. The bloomin' onion packs in more fat, more salt, more guilt than just about any single signature I can think of. So why is my party denuding the baseball-sized vegetable of its greasy petals as if we're in a race, even though we know we are going to feel like beached whales afterward? Because Americans can't resist over-the-top fair food, even in their restaurants. Also because strips of hot onions dunked in something cool and creamy, imagine ketchup, tinted mayonnaise with a slight bite, is pretty addictive combination. People come here for steak. They shouldn't! While the beef looks the part of steak you want to slice into, the cuts I try to taste tame. The alternatives to beef here, bready crab cakes, arid pork ribs, are almost as sad. The exception to the rule is chicken, specifically the moist grilled chicken with an herb parmesan crust and a garnish of tomatoes and basil. Everything fresher tasting than the wooden carrots riding shotgun. Second wooden carrots reference in this thing, by the way.
He's not that creative.
Don't let the menu or the outdoorsy decor fool you. Outback has as much in common with Australia as all of God it has with Italy. My good sir. The single best dish turns out to be dessert. Spiced carrot cake with actual threads of carrot at each big slice and a veneer of icing. D. I agree. I mean, Outback Steakhouse sucks, but
their steaks are not that
good. They're not that good, but the bloomin' onion
I will eat that till I die.
Straight flame, though,
their
dude.
Cheese fries are the best thing I've ever
had. I totally agree. The steak ain't good. Everything else, fantastic. All right, our playlist
also
continues.
They have ranch there that is, like, to for.
Yeah, I agree.
That's all that you need to
it's
go
It's not
for.
A D. It's a C, probably. Yeah. You don't get the steak. It's a C or above, let's say. Bloomin' onion moves it up a letter no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay. Red Lobster. All right, number 7.
A C minus, really?
Red Lobster makes for blue dinners. Diners. At least here, where the headliner can be found scattered on a thin but doughy pizza with a binder of mozzarella and steamed and split to reveal seafood that tastes like Not much without melted butter. Lots of it. Clans make a poor impression, too. They'd be the few in a bowl of pasty chowder with mealy potatoes are offered as a chewy feed, fried strips. Can't read. Salmon might just as well have swum in from a banquet. Sometimes the most nautical parts of my visits are the garnishes on the wall. Paintings of lighthouses, framed signal flags. Maybe I'd feel differently in the company of Beyoncé, who shouted out the chain in formation.
Thanks for that fun fact, you dick.
Exceptions give me hope. If snow crab claws require some work to tackle, at least their yield is sweet. And the Yucatan shrimp among the chain's new tasting plates benefit from diced caramelized pineapple and the heat of jalapenos. In the end, though, the choice parts of a meal are apt to be warm and fluffy biscuits that launch every meal and the freshly creamy coleslaw you can crust to the side. Anyone for a salad sandwich? C-. This guy's a jerk.
This guy. I don't get people that do food like this, man. Like, I...
Like, why review a chain restaurant like it's a 3-star Michelin restaurant?
Right. Well, and also, I get it for, like, small, high-end restaurants that are serving $50 steaks
right.
and stuff like that.
Right.
You want to know if
a Bloomin' Onion's $5!
Is worth the cost.
It's $5!
But anybody that gets into food that you could get for under, like, you know, $20 a person... It is beyond me. And that's a full fucking meal. That's entree, appetizer, and dessert.
Yeah.
Just stupid.
Next one we got here. Chili's Grill and Bar. Did not expect Chili's to be on this
list. I did
list.
Not either.
If all of you were to eat with the ribs that spawned one of the most popular restaurant jingles of all time... Don't start singing it!
Baby back ribs!
You would wonder what all the fuss is about. No amount of barbecue sauce hides the fact that the flesh is dry. Like French fries, ribs are a dish the chains seem to have a hard time nailing. As it's true of a lot of restaurants higher up on the food chain, your best bet is to front load or focus on appetizers. Chili's makes it easy with the triple dipper.
Yeah, it's called free goddamn chips and dip.
Your choice of three snacks, zero in on the tasty
and
mini burgers.
Good priced drinks.
The spiced onion rings or the kicky southwestern egg rolls filled with corn and black beans.
You think this guy drinks wine,
I know,
probably?
I guarantee you his wife does. Elsewhere on the menu, Chili tries and fails to deliver on a few food fashions. The mushy ear of corn slathered with mayo and pops of harsh spices is a poor way to replicate the Mexican street food fair staple food, El Arte Loco.
Oh, you got me with that one, man.
You like that?
That was fucking great.
Colby's not used to me telling actual jokes. And a cloying salted caramel molten
so
cake.
Right.
I can't look at you. You're going to make me laugh. I'm performing.
Sorry.
As for the Cajun pasta, penne with chicken or shrimp and cream sauce is salty with Parmesan or gummy boar. Simple is better. Ribeye comes with a nice beefiness and a scoop of mashed potatoes loaded with bacon, chars, and scallions. Trying to eat... Healthily lands you disappointment, including Caribbean salad strewn with mandarin oranges, pineapple and red bell peppers, along with honey lime dressing that tastes more like a dessert topping. I have to say, though, that the stinging citrus chili sauce on the overcooked salmon from the guiltless grill section of the menu keeps the dish from being dead on arrival.
Oh, God.
C-.
I'm still hyped off on his wife does.
Fucking.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. This is ridiculous.
Because I couldn't stop thinking. I was like, if he's actually, like, what if he was, like, saying this while they're having dinner and she's just like, stab. Stab.
She's just drinking stab. The wine out of the bottle. Yeah, man. I'm with you.
Oh, my God.
All right. What's next? What are we going to ravage next?
Applebee's.
Okay. Here we go. Applebee's.
Fresh in your neighborhood or something.
Eat out enough full-service food chains and the similarities become clear. None of them can cook broccoli right.
Oh, God, no.
Salmon is almost always underdone. Napkins are doled out like club passes on the strip in Vegas. Bigger is often preserved as better. When a friend's sangria, ringer for spiked apple juice, shows up at a glass the side of a bird bath, I hear Miss Piggy in my head. Never eat anything bigger than your head. A rule that could also apply to drinks. That's my Miss Piggy voice.
That was
pretty good.
All right. Did he just complain about napkins?
Yeah.
The over amount of napkins that you can have?
Yeah.
How is that anything about food?
Dude, he eats napkins. I bet even the napkins are awful. I was right.
These are probably 1 cent each. They were paid to use these napkins. These
napkins are pre-used, aren't they? Don't lie to me.
Good Lord.
All of the above is true at Applebee's, which nevertheless offers sufficient choices on its multiple plastic menus in its rec room dress dining rooms to keep the brand interesting for discerning eaters. Skeptics can warm up to the mildly zesty sriracha shrimp presented on a tortilla strip and agreeable chicken tacos, the filling tucked into its wonton shells with a light slaw. Forget the arid ribs with the vaguely sweet glaze and the whiskey bakken burger. Best for its fried onion ringlets. Better than you might expect are the juicy enough steak on the surf and turf combo and slices of lemony grilled chicken arranged on quinoa jazzed up with dried cranberries.
I'm turning into Colonel Sanders. Hello.
The latter is a rarity among the chains, something that relatively healthful...
Healthful?
That you could imagine,
actually finishing.
Grade?
Hot diggity dog.
C?
I'm going to Applebee's.
Half done, chat.
Half done.
Number 4.
Oh my god.
Unlike some of its competition, Olive Garden smells as if actual cooking is going on.
Wow.
The scent of Parmesan and garlic hang in the air when I walk in. And I'm further charmed by the honesty of the bartender when I ask her for the best white wine, and she says,
yep.
I'm supposed to say Porto Vito, our house wine. Then suggest an un-oaked Chardonnay. Seven Suns is superior. Of all the chain restaurants I surveyed, this one aspires to a modicum of sophistication. Servers are more than happy to proffer tastes of wines. Brick arches and sepia photographs play up the Italian theme, but the popular breadsticks, pillowy wands seasoned with garlic salt, brushed with margarine, and palatable only when warm, are wholly American.
Do you just complain about sepia-toned photographs?
As the kitchen's tendency to overcook his pastas, with a hyperlink for proof. Steer clear of the three dishes on one platter, two of Italy, whose chicken parmigiana and gloppy fettuccine Alfredo
fettuccine
tastes like nothing I've encountered in the old world. The herbed lasagna on the plate marks a better port of call. A new item, citrus glazed salmon, served on creamy citrus Alfredo sauce, is by turn sweet and dull. You don't have to be a vegetarian to appreciate the fresh-tasting minestrone. Thick with beans and tomato and serious comfort can be found on a plate of spaghetti and meatballs. A create-your-own pasta selection. More salad? More soup? The friendly servers repeatedly ask what the restaurant lacks in finesse. It makes up for in generosity. See?
Oh, God. This man said that sepia-toned photographs were a good thing.
Yeah, because it reminds me of Italy.
Class.
Reminds me of Italy, dude.
Dude, those are phone filters now. That has no class whatsoever. That's the lowest. A hillbilly with missing teeth, a fucking Confederate flag tattoo, holding a rifle and a dead deer, can fucking have a sepia-toned photograph on Instagram.
I can see that in my head, dude.
Yeah. And he's like, I like it. It reminds me of Italy.
Sepia tone.
Yeah, turn everything. Turn my wine sepia tone, please.
It's white already.
It's white. Oh, my gosh.
Number 3. Oh, Texas Roadhouse. If he starts talking chit about Texas Roadhouse, we're driving to Washington, D.C., okay?
Talk about a howdy?
Talk about a howdy? Country music welcomes customers even from the outside. En route to a table, diners pass a scarlet display of raw meat that primes carnivores for lunch or dinners. buckets of in-the-shell peanuts help stave off hunger while you peruse the menu. Like a number of chains, this one makes some noise for birthday celebrants, but this Pinewald Roadhouse is only the only brand I know of that invites them to sit on a saddle on wheels while they're being fitted, with staff led cheering and clapping.
Hooters.
Beef is your friend here.
Hooters.
F for Hooters.
I'd like the chicken breast. Hold the chicken.
I'd like the breast. Yours. Beef is your friend here, be it in a bowl of zippy chili, chopped steak under a cover of cheese and caramelized onions, an agreeable ribeye cooked the color you ask and best paired with mashed potatoes, cratered with cream gravy. The initial bear hug of hospitality, which includes a drop-off of fresh-baked, butter-brushed, slightly sweet rolls, can't mask some flaws. Among them, stiff catfish and dry pulled pork. The mass humiliated with a sweet barbecue sauce in my sticky plastic menu makes me wish more chains wipe the list down, along with booths, after every use. No one wants to feel a stranger's fingerprints. Ew, yucky.
Good lord.
But this establishment does well to become your choice between like brands. Indeed, the most pleasant surprise is a cactus blossom. A whole deep-fried onion, each bronze slice crunchy, peppery, and far less greasy than the blooming jaw at the place it pretends to take
to
the down under.
Outback?
B.
Fucking blooming onion?
It's the same thing.
It's the same motherfucking thing.
No different.
No difference.
It's literally the same.
It's literally the same
thing. The truck that drops off the frozen blooming onions to Outback then stops at Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, God.
Literally the same.
What an idiot.
Also, the steaks at Texas Roadhouse are rated among some of the best in the country. Chains or not. Because their buying power, because they're so huge, to get the top choice of steaks, they're like Walmart. Mm-hmm. They can get first pick over like these Michelin star restaurants.
Oh, that's a great restaurant.
Texas Roadhouse is the titties. It's the best.
The titties.
It is, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Denny's? He gave Denny's the same rating as Texas Roadhouse, bro.
That makes no sense.
Denny's literally mixes diarrhea in their food.
I would much rather go to IHOP than Denny's.
Yeah. Denny's is where you get heroin if you need some.
Yeah.
The cheeseburger, it's a whopper. Bite down on the construction built with a bun that's freckled with sesame seeds, and the crusty patty might just squirt juices. You know, like a decent hamburger might. The piping hot fries are memorable more for their churro-like ridges than any potato flater, but that means you might have room for the brownie-like chocolate lava cake, a knockoff of the molten chocolate cake made famous decades ago by the esteemed Jean-Georges Vindelineken in New York.
That was a great shirt.
Breakfast is around-the-clock option. I'm partial to the fluffy pancakes and the lacy edges. I like the loaded breakfast sandwich more if its shaved ham was less salty.
Like a mayonnaise sandwich with lots of ham.
Oh, shit. They are going to understand why we're laughing.
Oh, shit. That was one of the best things you've ever done, though.
I'm honestly laughing at your interpretation of it.
Put a mayonnaise sandwich with lots of ham. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, guy. You have no idea why we're
laughing.
That's
an inside joke from a while ago. Oh, good Lord.
You want to explain it?
You guys ever heard of Sean Paul, the singer, R&B artist, hip hop, whatever the hell, Jamaican?
Oh God!
Fake Jamaican? I don't know, but
it's not gonna be funny when we tell them.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It just.
I did a parody of a Sean Paul song once, and I used the word "hom" in that song, and that's why I laughed because I immediately thought of that when I said "hom" and then. I'm sorry, that was very unprofessional of us to just ignore you and LOL.
That was so fucking funny.
Where's my ham at? I don't even know. Where was ham?
I don't know.
Oh, here we go, Shea Palm. With less salty and swollen package was easy to tackle. My scrambled egg slipped out when I chomped down. My go-to entree is spaghetti and meatballs offered with a sauce that bridges sweetness and tang and its buttery cushion of garlic toast. Lighter options include a pleasing chicken soup sweet with carrots and a dish of fresh fruit that brought together strawberries, apples, and grapes. Lemon for your water, SMS. Just like the waiters do in most upscale settings. My Uber driver asked for a review when he picks me up as to set his favorite location in Washington, D.C. Turns out he likes to go on Sundays. Antonio Panella. When gospel music is part of the mix, then there, he tells me, it feels like my grandfather's. Poof, in other words, that chains can be personal. B.
Lemon in your water?
Literally every planet, every place on the planet asks for lemon.
Everyone
water.
Does that. The
Everyone.
Shittiest restaurant in the world does that.
Yes.
What is the shittiest restaurant in the world?
According to him, it's Buffalo Wild Wings.
I disagree.
I do too. Worst restaurant in the world? Might be Denny's.
It might be Denny's. I would never go to Denny's.
Subway is pretty bad. Does that count as a restaurant,
no,
though? I don't feel like it counts as a restaurant.
That's fast food.
Okay, we have to think of chains. Worst chain.
Shoot.
It might be Denny's.
I'm trying to think.
I think it's Denny's.
I would go with Denny's, and he gave it a 2. It's number 2.
It's number 2 on his list. My list might be reversed.
Yeah.
I think it would be Texas Roadhouse number 1.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings number 2.
I don't know. What's number 1 on here, man?
Find out. Let's do this, dude. What do we think it's going to be? Denny's has the worst tasting water. Would you like to cover up your water taste with some lemon?
Yeah.
I urinated in it earlier.
Best chain is going to be...
It should be so obvious. We already did Applebee's. That's what my guess would be Applebee's. But we already did that one. Olive Garden would be my second one. Because it's a chain. When I think chain restaurants, I think Applebee's.
On the border.
Seems too small.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think Texas Roadhouse was that big.
Yeah, I think they just make a lot of money because they're expensive. Because it's by sales, remember?
Well, he said Applebee's made the most, I think, at the very top of his.
Oh, that's
thing.
Right. This isn't by sales. This is by his rating.
Pretty cool. Like, I think the top 10 are by sales, but then he grades them.
He rates them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
I don't know.
I'm like blanking hardcore on chains at the current moment.
I don't know, dude. Logan's Roadhouse? Texas Roadhouse, maybe? Or not Texas Roadhouse. Longhorn Steakhouse.
Nah, that's.
You don't think?
That's too new, I would think.
It's an Olive Garden one.
Really?
Yeah? Let's find out, dude. Here we go. Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel? What?
Especially after eating a lot of food that tastes as it came from a factory rather than a kitchen, it was clear. No other chain restaurants in my month-long survey comes as close to home cooking as this operation. If the chicken dumplings are a little doughy and the cornbread muffins prove a tad salty, just about everything else that crossed my lips in this barn-sized dining room dressed with lanterns and license plates is something I'd be happy to try again. Seconds, please, of tasty meatloaf streaked with vegetables, tender roast beef with peppery brown gravy, and lemony skin-on trout fillets, a weekly special. You don't have to be rich to eat here. Side of fruit blends with fresh pineapple, blackberries, and blueberries, along with a not-too-sweet pecan pie, is worth a detour from any diet. The all-American food is only part of Cracker Barrel's charm. To reach the restaurant proper, you cross a porch set with rocking chairs, they're for sale, and pass through a folksy retail store peddling candy, regional sodas, clothing, toys, and Gwen Stefani's Christmas release.
Oh my god, what?
Country music and a crackling fire, you read that right. The restaurant comes with a hearth. Right in any wrong you may have suffered that day, and the service couldn't be more personable.
The Gwen Stefani thing's enough to burn it down.
Is the welcome mat out for everyone? An unfortunate history of corporate racism and discrimination has been addressed in recent years with an inclusive declaration on the company's website. The embargo's regret. No wine or beer to enjoy with my meals. Soda glasses are refilled without you having to ask. Requests are met with a yes, sir, ma'am. And should staff members see you struggling with a bag of leftovers, they rush over to help. Yes, I take what I can't finish home with me. And every bite of those thin, well-seasoned pork chops, part of a country boy platter with fried apples and cheesy hash browns, make me think of my grandmother. A feat matched by no other
That's
chain
crazy.
In my survey. I give Cracker Barrel an A!
apparently, grandmothers love Cracker Barrel because Basement Brain has also gets dragged there.
Cracker Barrel's where my grandmother dragged me to for a quality southern meal. I mean, I like Cracker Barrel. It's fine. It's nothing special.
I've had it once in my life, and it was nothing to
Cracker Barrel to me stands out because it's the only restaurant that serves that type of southern food. Like, if you want grits, you have to go to Cracker Barrel.
Kind of shit,
you know, right. That's the only, like, you can get a steak anywhere. I wouldn't go to Cracker Barrel to get a steak. All right, I go to Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
If I want grits, I got to go to Cracker Barrel. Okay?
I don't know.
P.S. chat, I don't want grits. Just wanted to let you know in case you were wondering.
That's what I'm looking for. I don't know. Are we too north for southern food?
We live in Wichita, Kansas, bro!
I know, but I've never had grits.
I mean, why be too north for grits?
I think maybe. We're just smack dab in the middle of everybody's culture, so we really don't have one.
This is where all of America's poo runs, right here to Wichita, Kansas.
We just eat a lot of poo.
What are grits? Here, I'll Google grits for you guys.
Yes, we do. Wichita, motherfucking
we all live
Kansas.
In Wichita. We do. It's true. It's true. Please don't say you live here, because I'll feel bad for you. Here's a grits.
Oh, God.
That is...
That's pretty... Pretty mind-blowing.
That is mind-blowing.
Like, you just find us randomly, and then we live in the same city.
I didn't know more than three people wished I had internet.
Yeah.
I thought it was me, you, and one other person. Must be brain.
Some people do, apparently.
Okay, anyway. Grits are a food made from corn that is ground into a coarse meal and then boiled. Hominy grits are a type of grits made from hominy with the germ removed, which is corn that has been treated with an alkali in the process called nixtamalization. Grits are usually served with other flavorings. Okay, grits are like ground up corn.
That sounds disgusting.
It's not that great. It's kind of like a mashed potato consistency.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like corn.
Corn.
Like, if you take, like, cream corn, but mashed gravy, the consistency of it, or mashed potatoes it, that's kind of what grits are like. It's nothing special. Like, I mean, it's something that you would grow up eating. Like, you grow up eating cornbread, or you grow up eating grits, or you grow up eating PB&J, or you grow up eating sadness if you live in Wichita.
Sadness.
You know, you never know.
Dude. Yep.
That's crazy, basement brain.
How's that Kellogg treating you? Did you get on the Kellogg? Because fuck that thing.
I just live at the hospital.
Yeah.
I move in, mental ward. I assume they have one. I don't know.
Mental ward?
This place sucks. I hate this place. Can't wait to leave it, dude.
Oh, God.
Oh. You're not one of those Wichita hipsters that like has one of like I Love ICT on their car, are you? Because you're not going to like this show. Just want to let you know.
Yeah, we're not too big fans of...
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could talk all. I could literally do a weekly show called Seth Hates on Wichita, and I could just pick a neighborhood.
Just pick a neighborhood.
Yeah, pick a person.
Riverside.
It don't matter, dude. Riverside. Snooty. That's actually Riverside's the problem. All right?
It's the problem.
They all think Bernie should have won still, and they're the reason America's in the crapper. Am I wrong?
Are you wrong? No.
Yeah. Dude, all right, we're just completely veering off course here. I saw a tweet from Bernie Sanders got retweeted in my timeline about net neutrality and how outraged he was that it got, you know, neutered.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, just like, shut up, Bernie. Like, is that wrong of me to be tired of Bernie Sanders?
No.
At this point, I feel
amazing.
Like...
Amazing. Hey!
Thanks for the sub, man.
Thanks,
I appreciate
man.
It. Man, he made our day a little bit. We're getting one
Wichita
step closer
people.
To the Millennium Falcon.
Hey, thank you.
Like, I feel...
Amazing. That's all they get is amazing.
Dude, if you want to make something, go for it, bro. Hey, look at our intro. It's still that.
Hey, how good is that, though, compared to the word amazing?
Hey, it's random, all right? When he resubs next month, he might get a different one.
Yes.
See? Now it's yes.
Jesus Christ.
I think there's also incredible, I believe, is another
I'm
one.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Yes, perfect.
Where did you find
those? Are literally spoken word audio files in GarageBand.
Really?
Come up with your own, man. I'm
just surprised they have that in GarageBand.
Dude, I got everything.
Those are like for like weird dubstep songs. Incredible.
I'd be sweet, actually.
Right?
Make something
See?
Out of that. Yeah.
See?
But thank you for the sub, my man.
Yes, thank you.
But like,
compliments and everything.
I feel like Bernie Sanders has jumped the shark. And, like, now he knows he's Bernie Sanders.
Right.
And so he's just playing the Bernie Sanders role.
Yeah, he's a celebrity now.
Yeah.
He's feeling the burn.
And, like, I don't trust him anymore.
No.
That's the problem.
He got corporate.
I'm tired of Bernie Sanders.
He was the anti-corporate.
He became corporate. He's like his own corporation now. Yeah. That's the problem.
Right. Nope, I see that.
We need a new Bernie Sanders.
Underground movie.
Because you got to think, it's like Obama started out that way. Like he was kind of like, I mean, he was a senator, so like he wasn't outside the circle, but he was still kind of grassroots, hope, change, you can believe it. You know, you never had someone like me before. Let's do it. And then we did it. And now everyone hates Obama. I mean, if Bernie became president 8 years from now, we would hate him.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. No one's hated anyone like Trump, though, I feel like.
Isn't it better to have Bernie than lost than have Bernie and won and hate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love and lost.
That's why I hate Riverside.
Drop the mic.
Bernie supporters.
Get out of here.
Oh, no. I agree with pretty much everything Bernie says, but, like, I don't like him anymore. He's too famous. He's a hipster.
Dude, you want like 68% of your income taken out in taxes? 68?
What's 68% of zero, bro? Ask me how much money I made today. Just ask.
Okay, for a normal person that earns their living and life from working every day, and you want all that income, 68% of it taken to go to give Schnooty McFuckstein down the street birth control. I am a Republican, goddammit.
Wait, what's his name?
Bernie McStoustein or Fuckstein? Something.
Because his name means a lot, all right?
Who?
Hey, killer of face, how you doing, bro?
Killer
of
face, kill oh my face. Killer of ace. I don't know.
Killer of face.
Killer of face.
I'm going to say it as one word instead.
Oh, all God. Right?
Dude. I forgot what we were talking about.
You're a Democrat, I'm a Republican, we're going to fight.
I'm not a Democrat.
Yeah.
I can't be a Democrat.
You're a big old donkey. And I'm a fucking elephant.
I agree with that one.
And I'm going to step on you.
Killer of ace.
I got it. See, I knew. I got it.
Hey, my fireball's all gone, guys.
That's a bad sign.
We still got 20 minutes left. The train has veered off the rails already.
Oh,
it's barreling towards children at this point. It's over, dude.
Looks like we still got more stories, though.
Yeah,
some news.
I just want to find this man's name. Oh, let's read some of the comments. Did they agree?
No, he's a jackass.
I don't remember who we're talking about.
I don't either.
The key to ordering food you'll enjoy from any menu is knowing what the restaurant does well. Okay. I've discovered over the lifetime of dining, the quality of the chain restaurant varies significantly by individual franchise. Okay. Buffalo Wild Wings has incredible food. The wings are awful.
Inedible food.
Oh, you know what?
That looked like, I thought it was incredible the first time I read it, but I was like, wait.
Let's change seats.
Wait.
I don't feel like I'm confident enough to drive the episode. Like, I'm the one in charge of the reading. I would have been.
Dude, I saw incredible too.
Okay, all right. Cool article and really enjoyed reading it.
Jackass, got it. True.
Oh, yeah.
True.
It's good. That's a good point. Which one of you is that? I'm Seth. Does it say the bottom of the article that it's satire? I ran into those. No, I don't think so. It's the Washington Post, bro. Yeah, it just ends. Yep, defining moment. All right, so the man's name is...
Tom
Tsitsima.
Tsitsima!
He's the worst.
That sounds Italian, right?
He's the worst, dude.
Wait.
He doesn't know anything about it.
Post food critic? Oh, Washington Post?
Yeah, post food critic. Yeah, he's the post.
I thought he was post being.
You got the same name? That's crazy, dude. Which one, Colby or Seth? I'm Seth. It's got to be Seth. No one's named Colby unless you're a woman.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Hey, thanks for following.
Yeah, thanks for the follow, man.
For
look
sure.
Look at these.
All lines. I want to do is dig into that with my,
I know!
My mouth. I just.
Like, that's what his Buffalo Wild Wings look like.
And you got to think the service is better than in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah. That looks horrible. That Outback stuff looks gross, though.
That's IHOP.
That's IHOP. I don't know why you go to IHOP
to get anything
but
breakfast.
I think Basement Brain said this. Like, why would you get something that's not pancakes at the International House of Pancakes?
Yeah.
Maybe RN said it. I don't know. Or R3NN TV. I don't know how to shorten his name.
Ren.
Is that what the three is?
I would think. It's an E. So, Ren.
Look at his face. Idiot.
Yeah, I think that's pretty apt. Jackass.
All right, next one. We're not going to load this one because it literally made us drop frames. Basically says Elon Musk said that humans should already have a moon base.
Then do it, you complaining old bitch.
Also, good news for Elon Musk. PepsiCo makes its biggest public pre-order of Tesla semis. 100 trucks.
Wow.
Look at that.
100 of them. Makes biggest public
PepsiCo Inc.
pre-order.
Has reserved 100 of Tesla Inc.'s new electric semi-trucks, the largest known order of the big rig, as the maker of Mountain Dew soda and Doritos chips seeks to reduce fuel costs and fleet emissions, company executive
moon
said
face.
On Tuesday. Moon face? Does my face look like a moon, dude?
Elon's does.
Oh.
And then yours as well. Yeah, jackass. Jackass!
Early orders reflect uncertainty over how the market for electric commercial vehicles will develop. About 260,000 heavy-duty Class 8 trucks are produced in North America annually. PepsiCo's 100 trucks add to orders by more than a dozen companies such as Walmart, J.B. Hunt, and food service distribution company Sysco. I mean, out of all of the truck companies, Walmart, J.B. Hunt, and Sysco are like the three trucks I see the most of. It's like those and then like Budweiser, Pepsi, Coke.
Yeah. What are they going to do first? Like, what's on their priority list to get on the self-driving truck?
I don't know. They're just going to take 100 out, I guess.
That makes no sense.
Don't you think if they really meant to commit to this?
It's got to be low.
Every truck they would get
area.
From now on would be a Tesla electric truck.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I'm assuming they'll see how they'll perform.
Because they make, what's it say? It says 260,000 trucks are produced. Pepsi ordered 100. Yeah. That's nothing. That ain't going to impact nothing.
No.
That's like me saying, I'm not going to step on this leaf today because I don't want to hurt the tree. I don't know how that makes sense, but somehow it does. I drank too much Fireball tonight.
We shouldn't have
taken a week off.
It got there.
This is my first drink in 2 weeks. I don't drink unless it's Thursday night. This is too much.
That's it.
It's too much.
Yeah, I'm a shot deep. I've had a beer and a half. I'm feeling great.
Oh, a beer and a half? Oh, my God. Dude.
Oh, my God. The guy who hadn't drank in a week drinks again, and he's all of a sudden drunk.
Chat. You want to see something hilarious? Star Wars spoilers.
I'm going to
hear
stab
something?
You! I will murder your face! This beer, you're deep throating the hell out of it, man. It's going down your gullet. And it will live in your esophagus.
Gullet.
You will choke and
gullet.
Die. I don't want to hear shit.
Oh, my God. That's it. That's all of our threat.
Sorry.
The last article I had was about net neutrality. And I don't really want to talk about that because it makes me sad. So, chat, what should we talk about, dude? You tell us. All right, we'll wait for you. We'll wait for you, chat. Tell us what we should talk about. How does Seth know Star Wars spoilers? I looked them up. I was going to say people, but it's actually not people. It's just superior internet searching skills.
Reddit.
I actually didn't find these on Reddit.
Oh, it's Reddit.
Yeah, it's Reddit. I found them on Reddit. I have the entire script.
Reddit.
Can I tell you who dies?
No.
So earlier I got my green screen today, and my mom asked what it was, and I told her it was a curtain holder. I mean,
shower curtain.
You're not wrong,
mm-hmm.
I would say. By the way, my brain immediately went to a doctor's, like, procedure. Like, oh, I got to get my green screen today. Like, I'm going to screen you for green.
What?
Like, I thought it was like a drug test. Like, you get a marijuana test at the green screen.
What
an idiot.
I'm so dumb.
I mean, I figured it out the second I read curtain.
God.
But like when I was first reading it, I'm like, that's like a prostate check. It's a green screen.
It's green screen.
Got to check the screen for
green. Green hole for you.
Okay, I don't need to know personal details about your life.
It's not good. That's what it is.
God, dude.
But yeah, we're going to see Star Wars. Well, I'm seeing it for the first time.
I'm also seeing it for the first time.
Oh, yeah, but you read spoilers, so it
can I send you
count.
Scenes? Because there's lots of scenes
I
on the internet.
I will fucking stab you. No matter what, I will leave work to come and stab you.
I'm going to text you a spoiler at 8:31.
I will stab you, man.
You wouldn't leave work at 8:31.
I will stab you.
You had just got there, you wouldn't leave. Complete opposite. What, drunk and sober? I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. Unless you're like, my nickname is Google, LMAO.
I'm a little confused.
I'm still mad about the green screen thing, to be totally honest. I can't believe
just
I was that
you're
stupid.
Dumb.
Hey,
yeah.
chat.
Idiot.
Look at this face. Idiot. Okay.
Oh, God.
Got a mayonnaise sandwiches, loads of hum. Okay.
You should play that Sean Paul song.
Do you think you can explain it? Will you explain it?
Yeah, I mean, you got to find the right part of the song.
Sean Paul, I think it's Sexy Ladies, right?
Yeah, just... No.
I think that'll fall. Yeah, I think that'll That's do definitely it, right? Sean Paul, it. Sexy Ladies. Mm-hmm. It's still on Bach, though. There we go. It's not Hey Sexy Lady, right?
No. That is
dedicated
not
to all sexy ladies. Is this it?
Yeah, man. Run a tour of all. Shut it.
Get busy.
Okay. This is horrible.
This is really bad.
Whatever this is, that is the worst.
That is.
What's it called? What was the name of the song?
Get busy, man.
You had to think too. Okay, don't judge me.
That's because it was such a dumb question. You just read it.
You want to know something? Yes.
Not if it's Star Wars spoilers.
Pork dies.
Get out of here.
Shake that.
This is it right here, okay.
Kinda shake that thing, miss. Hanna better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, donna.
It's the chorus, right?
I think it's this part. Like, it's right at the start, right? It's definitely the chorus.
Just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk, don't percolate. Anything you want, we're gonna toss it in. If I don't take pity, more
of a... You followed us when we were doing podcasts? That's so awesome, dude. That's great to hear, to be totally honest. I don't know if anyone listens to those, so that's cool to hear that people do. All right, here it is.
Sexy ladies from far along.
I think I was...
I want a mayonnaise sandwich with lots of hum.
Yeah, I think what I was doing was we were driving home, and I was in a mood like I am right now, where I had been... I think we went hiking. Like, what happens when I get tired is I get just slap happy stupid, which is what I am right now, because I've literally been streaming for almost 12 hours now. That's not true. It's like 8.
Yeah.
It's more than that. It's somewhere in between 12 and 8. You guys figure it out. But anyway, I got stupid happy on the drive back, and I was just like, Sean Paul songs all sound the same. And I think I made up my own lyrics, and it was like, sexy ladies, oh, da, 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 da. And then I'm like, mayonnaise sandwich with lots of hum. And Colby lost it.
Yeah.
And now he repeats it too. I think you tweeted it.
I think
you tweeted me saying
whenever
that.
Whenever it happened, yeah.
Right, and then every year on your time hop, it shows up, and you're like, remember this, dude?
I deleted that.
Well, it'll never happen again. So the name, not the purpose. So you followed us on the podcasts, and then you never came to Twitch, and you just re-found us on Twitch by accident? Is that what you're saying? Because that would be ridiculous.
Two ridiculous things in one night.
Yeah, I'm still blown away that Brain's in Wichita.
Yeah,
that means we could do a live show here and get one person to show up.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it's not a night where you're free.
Do a meetup.
All right, we're not gonna mess with your schedule. You just tell us when you're free, and we'll be there. Also, you're paying because I'm broke. Colby will pay for all of us. He has a job.
He just got like $2.50.
Nope. We got $2.50. I got $1.25.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
That's okay, though. I'm happy with that $1.25. Yeah. It's a start, man.
That's a good piece of bread or something.
That's crazy, dude. So he found us on a podcast. They just randomly found us again on Twitch. It's nuts.
He was trying to go back and search for like old episodes, and he was like, oh, what's this Twitch thing? And
yeah.
We were live when he was searching for it. We were in his brain.
Well, his name is Seth, that's why.
Yeah.
He's like, here's some dude named Seth Kolishaw.
Because
we both have really dumb names.
I would think when he originally found the podcast, then that's it.
Dude.
That's fucking lit.
Dude, you guys can talk about drums, dude.
Yeah.
Talk about the skins,
you know,
bro.
Other drum friend. Also, I drum, and I would say I'm decent. I can keep a beat. I taught
He's
myself.
More than decent.
And I don't know anything about drums.
I know how to beat
I barely
them.
Know how what? To tune them.
Should we pull up some of your drum it's videos like, and watch them on the stream?
No.
Oh.
No.
You got a lot of views, man.
I don't.
You do. You got more, I think, than Z-Swigs' YouTube does.
That's true, though. But
so,
I've
see, you're more popular
since
than me.
2007. So
I've been around since July.
Yeah, exactly.
So
comparable view numbers over the course of 7 years. ten years.
Been playing for about 10 years. I still suck. I'm also a drummer. Not a good one, but I'm a drummer. Basement Brain wants to watch your YouTube videos, dude.
I mean, you've self-plugged yourself so many times on this show.
I don't feel like this isn't the same, all right? I want people to go to twitch.tv/zswigs and follow. And I want people to go to zswigs.com, which takes them to my YouTube. ZSWIGGS.com. Take you to my YouTube. Hit the sub button there and watch some videos. I want people to do that. You don't want me to go to Newman Drums.
I mean, I don't care, man.
You care. Which one do you want me to play? The Miley Cyrus one? All right, that's cool, dude. I'll play that one.
Not That one.
The Miley Cyrus.
That was like douche phase of Colby.
Well, you want the Miley Cyrus one, though, you said.
I mean, I don't really know what this phase is either. But.
Let's go here. Let's see. Here we go. Okay, so here's our YouTube. YouTube.com/SayTheColby. If you ever miss a live episode, video on demands are there. Over here on the side, let's see who we're subbed to. Oh, look, it's Z Swigs. And we're also subbed to Duo. Boo. And Colby Newman. And Newbie. I forgot we subbed a newbie. Remember that?
Who?
That's that stupid pre-ad movie theater thing.
Oh, we did.
That we investigated on a show, we subbed to him.
Oh, I was like, why? Where are you looking? I got it. It's over there. That's how YouTube works.
Douche phase, best phase. Dude. Let's do the douche phase is the best phase. I'm playing the Miley Cyrus one. I don't care what you say. Right here, dude. This is peak douche. This our party,
we can do good. That was tan. That's a backwards
hat. That was more juice than I expected.
And yeah, you got the tongue. Well, I had to do the tongue stick out.
Oh, because it's Miley.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's taping this? Curiosity.
Vanilla.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why it's so bad.
Yep. And that.
That's great, dude.
This is on the internet forever.
I mean, it doesn't have to be.
I mean, I could take it down.
You could easily take it down.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah, it's more douche than
way
I expected.
Way more douche.
How long ago was this?
What'd you think?
3 years ago?
I said two.
4 years?
This is 2012.
Oh, wow. This is 5 years ago, Colby?
I think 13, maybe. One of the two. 14? Guys, getting closer and closer. 13.
Wow. Yeah. 4 years. It's almost to the day.
Yeah.
December 8th, 2013.
Wow.
This one doesn't sound as on beat as the other ones.
That's because it's all made up. And I also suck.
You made this up on the spot?
Yeah.
Did you do that with all your other YouTube videos?
Well, some of them I play the actual song.
Here's something new. Which one of these new ones should I play? Which one's your representation of your best work?
Well, do you want... Yeah.
You tell me, man. It's your show, too.
Do you want...
Not
freestyle.
This one, though.
That's freestyle, though.
No, I want the ones that impress the people.
That
whichever one that is.
Good.
All right, I'm going to pick the worst one because
you
the
don't
song
like, you don't
is
like
cancer.
Hollywood Undead, man?
No.
100% non-reader.
Why is there a new OVA?
Because this is on New OVA's channel.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. This is just a playlist on my channel.
You let the man publish it on your stuff? 100% non-rehearsed first take freestyle is
That's what I just said. I thought it was going to get more views on his shit, but obviously that was a terrible decision.
No, they don't care about him or his content.
Right.
This is freestyle?
Yeah. I've heard this song before.
Yeah, I feel like you just know this based off listening to it, right? God, this song's so bad, by the way.
I mean, there's some drums in it, but there's not really that much.
Yeah, there's not a lot of melody either.
Oh, it's such a good song, though, man. It's so good. You know why I play this song?
I'd rather listen to Sean Paul.
Pinella.
Well, yeah.
This is why I play this song.
Well, he loves this
song. He's like, do something that's not hardcore, man. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I mean, I agree. He's a great drummer.
I need to do new ones. The skill level over the course of 4 years has gone up. Well, this was 2 years ago.
This is in Pinella's old place, too.
Still better skills since then.
I miss Pinella's old place. Like, I'm sure he's way happier now. It's definitely better for him, but, like... Selfishly, I miss his old place.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels like we could do whatever we wanted to do in there, you know? Wait, is that a custom tee?
Yep.
No, the fine custom. Technically, it's a business. I mean, is this a custom tee? Where do you start drawing that line? Sales?
It's not a fucking business.
I mean, I would say it is. It's an unofficial Tony P's business.
Nope.
I mean, he's got his little logo down here, which you designed, and like... I mean, I think he's great.
I'm gonna do more. They may come out next week.
Yeah, Colby's actual job is he's a designer, and he's an amazing designer. He did that graphic on the shirt, and then he made the shirt as well. Which is why it's so ironic that, like, all of our stuff is made by me and not Colby.
Yeah, that's very weird.
Yep.
It shows you how much I care.
Yeah.
to them.
I agree. I tell them to do more all the time.
Yeah, obviously by my Twitch name, I was trying to stream it.
Right.
But I don't know how to stream.
I still feel like we could do
all his
great
work.
Drumming. Nice cover from AR Drummer, dude.
Nice. I've never
two,
seen comments.
Two likes, two dislikes.
Oh, fuck this song. This guy's a douche. At least he's not throwing up gang signs and wearing a backwards hat.
Dude, that's the worst
sticks
song
his tongue out.
Like, what's an actual good song, though?
I don't know.
You made a few. Wow, you made a ton of these.
Yeah, you don't know any of the songs I played.
No.
I mean, you can click White Lies. That's, like, one of my favorites.
This one?
Nah, down one.
Oh, right
that
here.
One. Yeah. Yeah, let's just go through my covers, guys.
I mean, why not, dude?
Sounds great.
What else we gotta
sounds
do?
Sounds like a great idea.
If you guys want us to end the show,
copyright
instead of doing
strike.
This...
strike.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, this band's so big, you know.
Probably get blocked in all countries. It's always the ones you never expect. Remember when Halloween Spooks got taken over Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, can you hear those cymbals?
Not at all.
They're so loud, right? They're so loud.
You can't really hear them at all.
Yeah, Pinella kind of, you know, mixed this.
Is this one I taped or is this one unofficial Tony P taped?
I think he did this one.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know what day you were there for.
I don't remember either. I don't even remember why I was there.
Yeah, me either. I just like the song. Pretty bland.
Should we skip like into it or?
Here you go. Breakdown.
Is this one made up or is this one you know it?
I like barely knew this song when I recorded this, but now I know it.
I mean, it's this is really impressive to me, man. I mean, I'm not a drummer at all, but like, I feel like this is really good. Of course, the mix is so bad, to be honest. Like, it's really hard to tell what's you and what's... but you look great, and you're sexy.
Thanks, bud.
No problem,
that's all
man.
That matters.
No problem, dude.
You don't need skill.
Just sex appeal. I mean, that's how Miley Cyrus got her stuff, dude. That's how Miley Cyrus got her stuff. All right, now let's watch the stream highlights at zswigs.com.
There you go.
We're not going to do that.
Aww.
I don't need the self-promotion. All right, my talent shines forward.
Mine's...
Well, you don't produce content.
Not
so.
On the internet. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't produce content. That's part of the problem.
You know, like, one of my excuses for not recording drum videos was, like, I want it not to be on a tripod, and I want no one there to record it. So how do I get that to happen?
You had to buy a multi-thousand-dollar drone that you can program, put it in your living room.
I know.
And then set a camera on it and just have it track back and forth. That's
I was thinking, like, ways of, like, setting up, like, a Christmas tree train set to
no,
just go
man,
back
you gotta get one of those drones
like,
that you can literally, like, program to go from here to here, and then you can time it to the music. Nope. So, like, you can do, like, a quick whip during your breakdown, you know?
That's not
happening. That would be amazing. I would love to help you set up something like that just for the fun of it.
Definitely
dude.
Not happening. Well, that requires a really expensive drone, which I don't have.
Oh, yeah, but you buy one, though.
I'm not buying one.
But you could buy one.
I'm not gonna, though.
You could, like, not eat it and get a drone instead.
Not eat?
Yeah. Remember that gimbal I showed you, dude? For that phone, dude?
Yes.
That thing was awesome.
It's been out. There's one on my drone.
Should we play some Men of Wit?
No. Fuck no.
Okay. The best part about us getting a little bit of an audience... is that all of this ridiculous stuff that Colby did between like age, like what would you say, 18 and 22? Probably like, what was your douche years? Like, there's probably like 3 years of douche years. Maybe two.
There was 1 year of supreme Miley Cyrus douche year.
Okay.
But then you got, you know, pothead, stupid, doesn't give a fuck about anything kind
right.
of years. And
but all of those
like
things are still on the internet.
16 to 21.
Right.
Ish.
And all those things are on the internet
mm-hmm.
for anyone to search for.
Yeah.
And you used your real name to advertise all of them.
I wasn't in any of them, really. I was in, like, scenes at the end, and I never spoke.
Except it says, I think it says Newman Productions in front of
1,000%.
Every video, and then it says your name all over the credits.
To do those.
You didn't, though.
I'm not the guy in there screaming, like, you know, fucking Nazi Jews. That's in one of them.
Okay, I don't remember that one.
Are they suicidal? Get it? Because they're Nazis. and they're Jewish.
It probably wasn't funny then. It's not funny now.
Especially, it wasn't.
Especially in 2017.
And especially then.
I mean, back then it might have been funny because Nazis
weren't
a real thing.
Weren't,
yeah, like existing
thing.
Like down the street. Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember that, yeah. Supreme Miley Cyrus douchier, yep.
That was a bad year.
What's that shirt you made for your old friend David during your peak douche years? It was a tank top, and it said something about
super,
dope and fresh.
Super...
Cali.
Calilicious XB... No, super swagalicious XBL a dope shit or something like
yeah.
that.
It's really douchey.
It was super douchey. I still... There may be a tank top in my parents' house that I made for myself that I kept.
Please wear it next show.
I will see if I have it.
Hey, can we... How old are we? I'm 30. He's 76.
Yes.
No.
I have Benjamin Button disease.
Yeah, he's actually going to die in 24 mm-hmm. years. So,
24.
Yeah, I'm 30. I'm old. Yeah. But we've been friends for 10 years.
Yeah.
Yup, it's a thing. Programming note. What day is Christmas? And don't say the 25th. I mean, what day is it?
It's Monday.
Yesterday. And by yesterday, I mean the last show we did. Okay.
You said it was Sunday.
You didn't correct me.
I didn't know either. But now I do know.
I thought we weren't going to do a show because it's Christmas.
It's Christmas Eve.
We could do a Christmas Eve show, right?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so we're not going to miss any shows.
I think New Year's Eve is on our show night.
Yeah, but that's
I mean,
a Sunday.
That's Eve again.
It's Tuesday, but it's 2 p.m. It's not the 7 p.m.
Right.
one.
Yep, that will, yep.
I mean, there's... Like, I will do stuff on Christmas Eve with my family, but it'll be like 5 o'clock.
Right.
It won't be 2.
Same here.
The same thing on New Year. Well, New Year's I might not do anything.
I got some motion in my house. Hold on. It may be my dog pooping.
All right, we're going to... Hold on. This is a serious crisis.
When was it? Oh, God. It was a long time ago.
I see a dog leg.
Well, there he is, sitting at the top of my stairs. I have a security camera and a dog that likes to poop in my apartment.
Does this make you nervous? It kind of makes me nervous.
What?
Like, looking at this.
Why?
Like, motion in your house, and, like, you're just staring at it, waiting for someone to come into your house. Like, doesn't that make you nervous?
Well, no, if it sees a person, it can recognize a person.
So. Oh, so it'll say someone's in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Instead
it says,
of movement?
I've noticed a person in your house. Yeah, like when my maintenance guy came in to do, like, the checks or something like that, it said a person has been spotted, and then it takes a photo. Regardless of if they like see the camera and unplug it, they take a photo as soon as they see them.
That's crazy.
It's pretty nice, but it's also very expensive.
And it's
stupid.
Unnecessary and, because no one's coming into your
and
house.
And who's stealing shit in
no
an
one
apartment.
Cares about your stuff.
I've got a lot of stuff in
no,
there.
No, you don't. Nothing no one wants.
People would want the stuff I got.
Name one thing someone in your house would want.
TV.
No. 6 years old.
PlayStation 4.
No. They sell those on street corners. I have two of them.
Well, you know what?
What?
Why are you broke, man?
Because I bought two PlayStation 4s, and I'm a Twitch streamer for a living. Yeah. Working over the lot. No, drums aren't even at his house. At his parents.
I keep him at my parents.
He lives in a one-bedroom apartment. He doesn't have room. Although he does have an electric drum set. Is that at Unofficial Tony P's house?
That is.
Why isn't that your house?
I was going to use it.
Why are you taking advantage of Unofficial Tony P's spaciousness? Does he know that you're taking advantage of him? Or
I would assume by now he would think.
Right.
But yeah, I definitely don't want
to. I feel
it
like he has one of my cameras. He can keep your drums there in return.
Yeah, right. I designed his entire, look and
right.
everything.
Yeah, now he doesn't want to be an official Tony P anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
But like I can't tell you, chat, look at this face. I can't tell you, chat, how annoying it is to move the camera from right here to right there 4 times a week. For my
twice.
Stream, well, I have to move back.
Four times. One, two, three, four.
If I have two cameras, and I graciously gave one Unofficial Tony P, and he streams 3 hours a week, all right? I could have two cameras set up for my streams and for this show. We could have a crutch cam for Colby. Think about that, okay? If Unofficial Tony P would just give me back my camera, which I haven't really even asked for because it's the only camera he has, and I like the man, but just saying. It's a lot of strain on me to stand.
Oh, God, standing.
You stand right
wow.
now. I didn't think he was going to stand, guys.
It's a fucking stand, man.
A lot of work.
You just stand up. That's all you do.
Wait. Give me the step-by-step instructions. Step one.
Stand.
Step two.
Up. That sounds like some Samuel L. Jackson shit right there, man.
I will strike down.
Upon the...
Morris is working over Christmas and New Year's, so he at least will watch us.
Wow.
We don't do this show to be watched, though, to be honest. Why do we do this show?
Why?
Yeah. Besides, it's fun, and we like to see each other. It's the only time we get to see each other.
Because we like doing it, man.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I mean, did you ever think some people would, like, show up for this?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
Our show is really bad and dumb.
People, it's so good, though.
I mean, it's really... We literally spent a minute of our show laughing at an inside joke from 5 years ago.
Dude, that was a funny inside joke, though. That was a funny inside joke. You were there. For the three people that were there.
That's right. There were three people there. We were two of them. Uh-huh. The other one was Chris. Yep. But we should probably end the show. You just chug the rest of the beer. That's our
yep.
That's our thing. You honestly don't know how this show does number of views because there's too many things on Twitch.
There is a lot.
There's too many. There's too many people on there. We need a good plague.
We'll get there.
A Twitch plague. We'll I'm not worried. There. We'll get there.
We'll get there. But we appreciate you people so much.
Programming note before we go, I do want to mention again. Because I will feel bad if someone watches Star Wars or doesn't watch Star Wars and gets spoiled by our show. Sunday's episode live, 2 p.m. Central Time, twitch.tv/SethandColby. Audio listeners, VOD viewers, people in chat right now. Sunday's episode, our next episode, we will be discussing at length full spoiler-laden review of Star Wars, The Last Jedi. We're going to detail every porg feather that there is. Does he have feathers?
I think sure.
He's got like fins.
You gotta put like a little text bit. Right?
Not doing that.
Why not?
Because I barely updated the episode counter today.
It takes 1 second.
Why don't you make it then?
I can't do it because OBS isn't like I can log on.
You can
to
make
it.
A PNG and just give it to me and I can put it up there. It'd be real easy. See, Chad?
Yeah, see? Ren's got the right idea. Please tell me it's Ren. I've been saying Ren this entire episode.
I've been saying his full name. I'll probably watch it twice by that. That's my theory. Like I know like JH, another sub of ours, top donator, $15 in cheers.
Yeah.
All right. She is there, I think right now, watching The Last Jedi. I feel like the people who are really into Star Wars, like Colby level into Star Wars, will have seen it by Sunday.
Right.
But just in case, I want to say we will be discussing.
You gotta put like a little red little box saying spoilers warning.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, fuck them, right?
You want to do it on the air right now? That's the only reason that's the only way I'm going to remember.
Yep, do it right now.
All right, let's do it. You guys are here. He love entertainment. Add text.
Oh, yeah. Get that text.
Spoiler warning.
Star Wars, probably.
No, because we'll just keep it, and we'll keep the text. We're going to style it and everything on the air, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Star Wars spoilers. What should it say?
If you haven't seen it, don't watch. Come
if
back.
You haven't seen it, come back later.
Or watch it on YouTube.
Or watch it on, this is getting really long, YouTube.
Okay, maybe not that long,
nope.
Man.
Later, though.
Good God. You put one, closed and closed parentheses, man. You're great at typing.
No, I didn't.
You're so good.
It's not on the screen. They can't see it. Okay, so Star Wars spoilers. If you haven't seen it, come back later. Like that? Should we put that up there?
I would say take out come back later. Because we won't be here when they come back later.
That's a good point.
I would say watch it on YouTube. After you've seen Star Wars.
If you haven't seen it. If you haven't seen it. Gotcha. Watch it on YouTube later, though.
Yes.
Okay. Font.
Something big and fat.
Okay. I know exactly the trick here.
The exact trick, really?
I know it. I'm looking for you.
Yep, you're looking. Oh, my God, no. No.
Okay.
No.
I'm
no.
Get bright and red.
No.
Okay.
No.
Just, like, put it.
No.
Right there.
As a designer, no. Can you put it on two lines, maybe?
I can.
Do that,
okay.
Since it's so fucking long.
He didn't ask for it.
It would make sense.
Chad says, if you haven't seen
after
it, catch the
after seen it.
If you haven't seen it.
Enter. Thank you.
Should it still say, watch it on YouTube?
Or VOD. I don't care. Either one.
Watch it on YouTube. It's probably better on demand. If you haven't seen it, watch the VOD.
And change it from fucking Comic Sans before I stab you.
All right, dude. Calm down. Jesus.
This is the same level of if you were to spoil this movie for me right now. What the fuck is that?
Slingdings.
Are aliens watching this fucking show?
They could fucking translate. I don't know, man.
They could fucking translate. They're like, okay, what's that one? That one's a snowflake, the peace sign. Now you got, what is this, Spider-Man shit?
It's webdings. It's like wingdings, but web. Instead of wing.
I'm seeing, like, cactus.
Yeah, it's weird.
Stadium, Spider-Man. Like, what the...
About terminal. That sounds good. That didn't show up.
Where'd it go? It's like, nope.
There is no terminal
font. No font for that. Dude, just do, like, Gotham or Arial Bold.
Okay, how about Gotham Book?
No, fucking Ultra.
Gotham Ultra.
Yes.
Okay, like that?
Yes.
Okay, where should we put it?
Put it, like, here-ish. In this area. Right there.
Like, you want me to, like, make it a different color?
Or? Yeah, probably to where they can read it.
How about a gradient?
Nope.
Like that, dude. That's pretty fire right
that
there.
Looks
dude.
So dumb.
I like that. I like that. What's wrong with you, man? Okay, gradient, all right.
Do you have a drop shadow?
Center. There. Center now.
Drop shadow.
A drop shadow? I don't think you can drop shadow
on
it.
Are you kidding me?
I can add one.
Make it like Volt green, man. Like bright ass Nike yellow.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you read that better? I don't know.
I feel like it should be like...
You should put it in Star Wars font.
That's a great idea, dude.
Very, very great idea.
I don't have that font, though.
Uh-oh. See, you fail.
What? Okay, hold on. What if we...
Yeah, I put the inner in the wrong spot.
How about we do, like, here? And then we do, like, alignment to the right. Like that.
It looks good to me, man. I'm going to wear, like, a very plain shirt.
I mean, I could put a drop shadow on it. Would you like that? Like, should we do white with a drop shadow? Would that make you happier?
I just, something to where it's readable. And not, like, messes with you when you move. Yeah, Ren, I'm sure he is too lazy to do that.
What's it say?
It was a great idea.
I mean, Colby could make it if he wanted to.
I'll make it.
He could make something super awesome here.
You'll see it next episode.
I mean, why am I spending time doing this if you're just going to make a ping?
Delete the whole thing now.
Okay. All right. It's gone. No undo button in OBS, bro. Gone, dude. Now you just make something nice, it'll go in that corner.
Okay? I will make something nice.
All right.
The logo will be there and everything.
Also, make me a cake.
I'm not going to do that. Like an image of a cake or like...
No, I want a legit cake.
I can't bake. You're asking a graphic designer to bake you something.
What's your shirt say?
It's not going to do great. What?
What's your shirt say?
Not anything involved with baking. That's what...
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my mistake, that I thought it said make cupcakes, not war.
Uh-huh.
All right. Dude, I mean, we're going to... I don't know. I would love if you watched.
Yeah.
Okay? We're not going to be able to keep it in our pants. We're going to have to talk about Star Wars.
Yeah.
And we're not going to do it like... We're going to do it gracefully. Like, we're not going to just come out and be like, Lando dies! You know, or something like that. By the way, doesn't happen. Not a real spoiler. Okay, don't get mad.
Didn't even know he was in it.
He's not.
Okay, good.
That's also a spoiler, though, that I told you that.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. So we're going to go through it point by point. So it's going to be like watching me and Colby make the movie, only without costumes or any filler. But yeah, guys. So thanks so much for watching us.
Yes,
we'll be back Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time, live, twitch.tv/SaidTheColby, where we are twice a week, Sunday, 2 p.m. Central. What did I just talk about? And tonight's episode, Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, twitch.tv/SaidTheColby. You can watch video on demand on our YouTube page, youtube.com/SaidTheColby. You can listen to the audio version of the show on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, and a plain Jane RSS feed at SaidTheColby.com. Get those links there. If you want to support the show, follow us at twitch.tv/SaidTheColby. It's 100% free, and it does help the channel. We appreciate it. If you want to support us monetarily, subscribing to our Twitch channel, definitely helps us. It's $4.99 a month. There are other tiers available, and it does help us pay the bills and does help Colby have the motivation to come here twice a week. If we get enough donators, yeah, if we have enough donators, we will do more than two episodes a week. It's a thing. Some incentive for you. You can also donate to the show, and we would appreciate that as well. All those links and more. Twitch.tv/SethandColby. Have you caught the trend yet? Twitch.tv/SethandColby. Guys, thanks so much for watching tonight.
Thanks for the comments.
I'm going to give a shout out
awesome.
To everyone who followed us on VODs. Let's see here. Who do we get? Basement Brain followed us tonight. TC Throwers, biggest fan, followed us tonight. Basement Brain subscribed for the first month. Killer of Ace.
Yes.
I don't know why I have trouble with that one. Also followed us tonight on the air. Thank you guys for those. During our VODs, we also had Wastelander Paul of Doom follow us. Sniper Boy 734XX follow us. WBerry908 follow us. And Sarah Yuki Studies followed us all over the last few days in between episodes. We appreciate all of your guys' support.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. We will
guys
see
awesome.
All of you later. We hope you have a great day, and we'll see you all on Sunday. Bye-bye, everybody.